Murphy and Anthony, all owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
What country are you from?
What?
What ain't no country I ever heard of? They speak English and what?
What?
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Yeah.
Then you know what I'm saying.
What?
Say what again?
Yeah.
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more damn time.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Yeah. Destroy. Destroy.
What? What?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
F you to all this news coverage of the JFK Jr. thing.
You've had it?
Totally had it. Enough already. You turn your TV on, boom. Hours of coverage now of the memorial service in New York, which has just screwed the roads up. Clinton comes in. Everyone comes in. And the news is working it like it's the Oscars. Swear to God, I'm watching it because I couldn't get away from it.
It was on every channel.
Every channel.
Yeah.
Limo after limo is pulling up, and the people are talking like,
and here's Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger in a conservative suit walking his way up the stone stairs to the church.
Yeah.
And now here's Ted Kennedy getting out of his limo looking very somber.
No crap, he's looking somber. He's looked somber for a week now, and you've showed every single piece of it. I mean,
they should have had Joan Rivers out there on the carpet if they were like doing it like the Oscars.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, William Kennedy Smith, look at him. Hey, rapist, come here. Where'd you get those shoes? Ah! Ted, what are you wearing? Look at you, you fat pig. Put down the Twinkie. I wouldn't be caught dead in a suit like that. Oh, maybe I shouldn't use that word here. What do you think, Melissa? Well, Mom, shut up, you skinny little leech.
They were treating it like the Oscars.
Now, Anthony, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people taking this JFK Jr. thing very, very serious, okay?
Which is fine. I don't care how you feel about it.
Let me ask you one question, though.
Born.
If he wasn't like a GQ type of guy,
yeah,
would there be as much
no
coverage?
No, no, no. If he was just some schlep who moped around New York, went to the same places, did the same thing,
but wasn't as handsome.
Right. The chicks didn't find him attractive. You wouldn't be seeing this. And don't lie to yourself and start bitching at me. You know it's the truth. If this got magazine editor, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know our buddy Mark Golan?
Sure.
Works over at Details now.
Right.
You think if you look like Mark, there'd be... Look, I like Mark. He's a great guy.
Mark's coming in soon. I can't wait to tell him what you said about him.
I'm just saying, if he looked like that, they wouldn't be making a big deal. If the whole couple, the three that were flying in the plane, him, his wife, and the other one, bunch of fashion mob, think they... It wouldn't be a big deal.
I have a better one.
Right.
Pretty much just as famous as JFK Jr. in this town.
Absolutely not. You're seeing this because he takes his shirt off and played football in Central Park, and the girls were walking with crazy glue dripping. That's why you're seeing this.
Oh, wow.
You think the girls would be going up to that door and leaving flowers and picture after picture of them just weeping and weeping?
Don't forget the poems, Anthony. People writing poems.
Right, poems. If he looked like Michael Kennedy, right? If he would have gotten the chipmunk Kennedy look? There's distinctly different Kennedy looks.
Yeah.
There's that chipmunk look, which, I don't know, the girls don't seem to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And then the John look, which just spurs a week's worth of coverage on... memorial services.
Well, I imagine after today it's finally over.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think tomorrow we'll get...
It's been a week since John Kennedy Jr.'s plane was missing.
Ugh. My mother calls me up. She doesn't call for anything that we do on this show.
And we've done some sick stuff. And she listens every day, right?
Pretty much.
She's listening right now, I'd imagine.
I would probably think.
Okay.
You know... The JFK Jr. stuff was a little much. I'm like, Ma, the show isn't for 60-year-old women, number one. And then she's all, you know, you're going to have to talk to your Aunt Fran because she's pissed at you, too, with the JFK things. You know, we liked him very much. And then she goes, and who couldn't? Because he was some hunk. Prove my point right there. I go, what did the guy do for you? Did he do anything for you? Memories of him saluting the coffin of his... Oh, please, if I see that picture one more time.
He had no idea what he was doing.
Look, he was a great guy. He lived his life here in New York, just like many of us do. They keep saying a regular guy. Went into the bars and actually drank and talked to people. All right. Any other regular guy dies, what happens?
Well, and you know what?
He'd still be down at in the bottom of the ocean.
And you know when he saluted his dad during the funeral procession.
Oh, you think at three he thought that went up himself?
No, but they have footage of the Kennedy family on vacation.
Yeah.
Where Jacqueline was teaching John how to salute.
Of course.
So if you see the footage, you see her bend down and whisper, you know, salute.
Do the salute.
And he saluted. He had no idea what he was doing. He had no clue.
Didn't even remember it. But, I mean, the coverage and everything, a little bit of overkill here, people.
All right.
I'm tired of hearing the reasons why it is. They're all on the news. Tom Brokaw.
Today is wonderful to see John F. Kennedy Jr. was a man who lived his life like many of us would like to live our lives. John, tonight on Nightline, 18 continuous hours of covers of John Kennedy with me, Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. We start with photos of John as a zygote in the womb of then First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy. Here it is, the pictures of the JFK sperm as it swam up Jackie's crotch, fertilizing the egg that would later make John.
Well, how much more can they do, for God's sake?
Wow, you're
this is wonderful. Here's John attaching himself to the wall of the womb. We're going to do this a broadcast in real time, so in 9 months from now, I'll still be on the air. We'll do the delivery. Tom Brokaw, NBC Nightly News. Here's Jackie in labor. Look at John's head poking out. Already that full, thick head of hair of his popping out of her gash.
I'm getting really tired of it.
Wow.
We don't need more Tom talking. And it's all the same stuff.
Yep.
John Kennedy was assassinated. You see little John saluting the casket. Oh, that's the billionth time we've shown it today. What a prize. Here's John playing football in Central Park like a real human being.
Ah.
Anthony, no. What's up?
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
All right, go.
Hey.
It's funny that Anthony's talking about that. I wanted to send an FU out to Tom Brokaw.
Ugh.
I was listening to him the other day, and he says, JFK Jr. is playing on the way to Martha's Vineyard, where there's fine vineyards, people in white, lots of tennis courts. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Because they have nothing left to say.
Exactly.
You know what? End your broadcast, there's nothing left to say.
Done.
I know.
Martha's Vineyard. Let's go back 10 billion years and talk about how Martha's Vineyard was formed. The glaciers pulled back north after the Ice Age, leaving deposits of soil, which later turned into the tragic location of John Craig. Who is this Martha, and where is this vineyard? We'll be doing an exclusive report, me, Tom Brokaw, tonight on NBC Nightly News, about Martha and her vineyard, the place where John was trying to hide to.
Thanks, Anthony.
You guys are the greatest, man. Keep it up.
All right, man.
Later.
Bye.
I'm sorry for the people that are really touched by this and stuff. You know, it is a sad thing, but I've had it with the coverage. Let's move on.
Mr. Brokaw, do we have footage of John's first duty after he was born?
Yes, the potty training of a little John Kennedy. Here's a picture of his first dump, which I believe was creamed corn or some type of spinach from the disgusted look on older Jack Kennedy's face. You may have seen that look later on during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But this one is because you smelled John John's first crap, which we have exclusive pictures of. Running down the beach, here he is smelling a little flower that Jack gave him on the beach. Here they are on the rowboat again. Oh, we've shown that one 10,000 times. Ah, here's the Challenger explosion. Has nothing to do with John John, but we just don't have any new footage of John John. We showed it already.
Danny, what's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that it's just horrible how they overcover some of these deaths like they do with Diana. And, I mean, they keep saying all over the news how he said led such a quiet, graceful life.
Yeah.
Well, why doesn't the media be quiet and graceful and shut up about it already?
Oh,
and let the man die in peace.
That's the kicker, too.
It's lovely to see the Kennedys getting the privacy from the media that they've been at.
I've heard them say this.
Yep.
You know, they've cordoned off the area around the church so no press could get in. But we have a satellite camera filming every step of everybody. You know, because we appreciate the privacy that they wanted.
Surprise,
they showed everything.
A camera in the coffin.
Very good, Danny.
All right.
Paul President and show Charlie the Tuna taking a bite out of John's ass down there before they took him up.
I guarantee the news agencies did everything in their power to try to get a picture of JFK after they took him out of the water all
of
bloated.
Of course.
It's probably been on Rotten.com in no time.
You think?
They took pictures with that little robotic camera.
Yeah.
And we have them right here. Due to the graphic nature of these, we'll be giving you a warning. We are going now to the bathroom of the Kennedy compound where Al Roker will try to find any pubic hairs that might have fallen out of John John during him taking his last leak.
I mean, what are we looking for, people? The coverage has been the same crap rehashed 800 times.
Carolyn Kennedy, now all alone, the last remaining member of what was referred to as Camelot.
Play your Camelot one more time. Ugh.
Now, Katie Couric in the kitchen looking for scraps of food that John John may have salivated over before that tragic plane crash. I claim the life of him and his piece-of-ass bride.
Wow. All right, we're off to a great start today.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom Brokaw, for stopping by the radio show today.
You're welcome. Continuous coverage of the John John memorial services from now until the year 2010.
Could you do us a favor and stick around for the show today? We'll just pop in pop to you every once in a while.
Sure thing. I'll keep you updated. We ran out of footage, so I'll be making claymation characters to reenact what it would be like if John John was still here. Here he is. Wait. Okay, he's walking to work at George Magazine. Look. He's being a regular guy. I'm Brokaw, playing with a claymation figure of John John. I'll keep him away from the little airplane people. Don't worry.
I don't think your mom's going to be talking to you for a while.
My mom could kiss my ass.
And this is the Opie and Anthony Show. 2 years ago today, we lost John John. So we dragged that out of our archives.
Didn't lose him. I think they found him.
They found him and threw him back.
Threw him back.
After all that.
Yeah, was that 2 years ago? Wow.
2 years ago today, I believe.
Wow.
The anniversary.
Seems like just yesterday.
All right, we got lots to do today. We got brand new phone numbers.
I know. New city.
Hello, San Francisco. Yes, they're listening right now.
There they are.
Adding them to the One family.
Yes, the virus spreading.
The virus has spread to San Francisco. We're being heard on 1550 AM.
AM.
AM. I haven't done AM radio since college.
Our first amplitude modulation station.
Last time we did AM radio, I was at Geneseo State, little state school in New York,
yeah,
south of Rochester.
And the College Station was on the AM band, Anthony, but it was only hooked up to the dorms.
Did they teach you any differences between AM and FM as far as how you go about your show, Opie?
I think you could hear AM in tunnels.
Is that what it is?
And FM breaks up.
I think it might be the other way around.
Oh, AM breaks up in tunnels and FM.
But you could get further with AM, but you'll get more static.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, welcome.
Welcome, 1550 AM, KYCY, talking more.
There you go.
All right, this is going to F up everybody because we've been on in a bunch of other cities for a few weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people getting used to phone numbers and stuff. Well, we're going to change all the phone numbers now.
I know.
New York, no problem. You could still use 877-692-1027.
You remember that. You got it bookmarked.
All right. Everyone else can't use that anymore.
No?
They have to use the new national number. 866-277-4WOW. What happened to 800 numbers?
I don't know. They ran out.
They ran out of 800 numbers. Now we're up to 866 numbers.
866.
866-277-4WOW.
They couldn't get something easier than that 277, huh?
All right. So there you have it. It'll be on the websites and stuff, what number to call. I don't want to confuse people further here.
Does that make a word that you can make, the 277?
277.
Does that make a word?
Looking really fast? No.
Nothing?
Not really. 277, so that would be, nah, nothing.
Nothing, huh?
Ass.
What?
Ass wow.
Ass for wow?
Ass for wow.
Well, okay, that's a fine word.
Ass for wow. Uh-oh. What's wrong, Pete?
It's not only New York. In other words, whoever was listening on WNEW listens off the old number that you had. Not just New York, all right? New Jersey and people that are, all right? Just so people in Connecticut don't.
Anyone that's listening on WNEW.
Okay, yeah, I think they understand that.
Right.
Okay, so if you're in Jersey or Connecticut or parts of Pennsylvania, right, Pete?
Thank our Lord Jesus Christ for Pete Johnson.
Thank you, Pete.
I'm not sure.
Pete's going crazy.
Pete, you all right? We'll figure it out. Pete's all nervous.
I've been running wires.
We got a brand new phone system, and he's freaking out on us. Everything's
no
okay. West Coast Dave, what's up?
What's up, guys? Welcome to San Francisco.
Wait a minute. This is West Coast Dave?
This is West Coast Dave.
The West Coast Dave. You have been listening to this show for quite a while now on a computer.
Yes, I have.
Syndication Underground.
Yeah, we used to have an illegal syndication thing going on with the computer.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And now we are in San Francisco.
Yes, you are.
And what is the problem, West Coast
and
Dave?
And I cannot hear you.
Why?
I kid you not. You're on this AM station, man. I cannot get it through the walls of my building here.
Ah, so you're going to continue listening to us through the computer.
Yeah, man. What else am I going to do?
West Coast Dave was so excited. He's like, finally, they're coming to my town. I don't need to listen to them through the computer. And the AM station, you can't get in your building.
Nah, man. It's an old talk station, and so that's all good. But you guys got to get on an FM station, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You can't run a wire somewhere? We'll send Pete Johnson over there. He'll help you out.
Oh, yeah. I'll just stick a coat hanger out the window.
But I thought AM signals go through buildings and tunnels.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Not this one.
No?
Nah, man.
Sorry.
All right. Well, continue listening on the computer.
I will.
We were so excited to talk to you today because you've been emailing us for a couple of years. You know, it was amazing that we had a listener in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he was so excited that he could finally listen the regular way on a radio dial.
I really was, man.
And it's not happening for you.
No, but that's all right. That's all right. Hey, at least he gets to listen to the show. Special thanks to Chuck Radio for that.
All right.
Hey, West Coast Dave.
Yeah.
Just to make up for it, I'm going to send you a case of Bud Light.
Oh, thank you so much, and I really, really appreciate it. That.
Tool.
All
right, man.
All right, guys. Later.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
All right.
West Coast Dave.
Yeah, there he goes. He can't listen to us.
Damn.
The regular way. Gonzo, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
My band was on VH1 Cover Wars, which premiered over the weekend and showing all week, and you can clearly see a WOW sticker on my guitar the entire time.
You know what?
You know what?
A bunch of people emailed us with that. Very cool.
Look at you helping out. What was that all about, the Cover Wars?
It's a show. It's like a game show. They have a couple of cover bands going against each other. The judges call out a song, and you have to kind of play it, and if you don't know it, you got to fake it, and it can get kind of ugly. But
did it get ugly for you guys? Or you did good.
We did pretty good. We didn't humiliate ourselves too much.
Are you guys dog voices?
No, the Benjamins.
Oh, the Benjamins.
Yeah. What's that?
What curve did they throw you? What song that kind of screwed you up a little?
Oh, they threw us Boys by Janet Jackson, like a Melissa Etheridge.
Why are they throwing that at guys?
Just to see your reaction, I guess, to see how bad you actually pull it off.
Well, thanks for spreading WOW.
Yeah.
No problem at all. I have the WOW sticker on my guitar every time we play, and we play like four nights a week, so I get it out there as much as I can.
Right on. Thank you, Gonzo.
Cool,
Benjamin.WF.
All right, you got it.
All right.
Thanks. Bye. Adam, what's up?
Yo, what's up? I was driving by the Long Island Railroad today, the other day, actually, and I saw the WOW sign. Nice, big WOW posters right by the Long Island Railroad.
You know that people are stealing those things like crazy?
I saw a sign that looked like it was ripped down, and it looked like it could have been a WOW sticker that was ripped off from the big poster.
Yeah, the company finally has decided to advertise the Opie and Anthony show, and we got all these bus signs and billboards all over the city, and it's basically our WOW sticker just blown up really,
huge.
Really big. And we've been seeing them on the back of buses and stuff. But now today, for the first time, I saw a bus where our big WOW sticker used to be.
Oh, really?
It is now just gone.
Peeled off.
Yeah.
You see some remnants of it stuck around.
I don't know how they're getting them off the buses. I'm assuming you can just do it with a razor blade or something, but it's happening.
Well, I saw one on a bus today, this morning, and it looked really good. I just want to say congratulations, and I'm a great listener, and I love your show, guys.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
No problem. See ya.
All right, bye. In Philadelphia, we got some bus signs and things going up there very, very soon.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Helping us out.
All right, we should take our first break. We're just getting warmed up. Want to say hi to San Francisco. What are you laughing at, Rick?
I'm laughing because Stinky's losing his mind out there with the extra phone lines.
Yeah, there's like, Stinky!
He's got two phone receivers.
It's really confusing. We have two different phone banks now. Stink, how much are you hating life today?
It sucks. You have to, like, keep switching phones, and the new phone doesn't have the head, the shoulder rest. And then right next to me is the intern's like, hey, what's your name? We're doing the same exact thing I'm doing, so it's like in stereo.
So we have the two guys answering phones right next to each other is what it comes down to.
Because Pete Johnson couldn't hook it up right.
Oh.
Get Pete in here.
I'll help you, Stinky.
Pete's literally a minute away from losing his
effing
mind.
What are you going to fix the phones, Pete?
Pete.
Give him his mic.
Pete, Stinky has a complaint already about the new phone systems.
Yeah?
We need to switch, Pete. I need to use just the one phone. I can't be switching.
Well, we're going to get two thin phone screeners out there so that they can have two people sitting side by side.
Pete, is there something where he could plug his comfy little shoulder resting phone thing into one jack and then have an A-B switch where, you know, hey, he presses a button, it goes one way?
Well, I don't want to give it to him at the beginning. I want him to get used to this, and then when I give it to him, he'll appreciate it more.
Oh, is that your strategy?
Yeah.
You're a genius, Pete. Thank God for Pete Johnson.
All right, Stink. Good luck.
Thank you.
You see these phones are just, they're ringing everywhere now. This is just ridiculous.
And we got whole brand new screens in here with just more phone lines.
All right. Let me just go to Vincent really fast here. Oops, see, I wanted to go to Vincent. I went to the wrong phone bank. That would have been John from Cleveland. Vincent.
Opie.
Anthony, everybody, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
No, I just got the Time magazine with your article in it.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What is with that guy?
What?
We sat and talked with the reporter from Time for quite a while.
Uh-huh.
You want to go to break and then we'll discuss the Time article.
Yeah, because I got to get my copy. We want to go through the whole article, Vincent. But yeah, we're in the latest issue of Time magazine.
Well, I just wanted to get in a quick what I learned on the Opie and Anthony show today.
Yeah,
a little early.
Yeah,
I learned that Mary Kate is a priss, but Ashley's a goer, and Opie twiddles his own knob.
All right, hey Vincent, stick around. We're going to talk about that article in a few minutes. All right.
You want me to stay on hold?
If you want to stay for like 7 minutes.
I'll talk to you later, guys.
All right, call. There you go. Call back.
All right,
then.
Bye.
Yeah, we're in the latest issue of Time magazine. Gary Condon's on the cover. It says in the corner, Secret Life. And then there's an ape on the cover, the real cover. It's the July 23rd issue of Time magazine. And Joel Stein wrote an article about us. And, boy, I thought Joel liked the show, Anthony.
I don't know. It seemed like we told him a lot when we sat and did the interview.
Right.
But everything he got off of here was
between the time we were in the office and just when he was sitting in on the show.
Right.
He really didn't go into what we said when we were just hanging out with him.
We sat for the interview for, I would say, over an hour and a half, and I think there's maybe two quotes from the interview.
Yeah, and then the rest he just picked up just from sitting in on the show.
Observing us. But if you want to play along at home, it's the latest issue of Time Magazine. We're on page 69.
Nice.
How appropriate.
In the arts section.
In the arts section, the July 23rd issue of Time Magazine. Yeah. And we'll discuss that next. How's
right.
that sound?
Good.
Okay, stay there.
And action.
I can't go one afternoon without spanking my junk.
Okay, terrific.
And cut.
Opie Anthony. WNEW.
COC, clean my wounds. Hey, it's the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey,
new phone numbers today to confuse everybody. If you're listening to us on WNEW, you can call 877-692-1027. Everywhere else, it's 866-277-4WOW or 866-ASS-4WOW. Not ask, ASS.
Ass 4 wow. Nice.
866-277-4WOW.
Jeez.
Craig, what's going on?
Just read the Time Magazine article.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little more about Breck?
Yeah.
It shows you have a very good show, but in the end, it ends same. When we have a gay person on and he's articulate and doesn't have too gay a voice, we give him an open form. And Opie's looking into a moment of earnestness, then he snaps out of it. Then we call him a fag and bring on the next stripper.
Yeah, we're going to get into the whole article now.
No, that's cool.
All right, Craig, thank you.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I don't think many of our listeners are happy with the Time article. Ben, what's up?
Hey, what's up? It's Dan.
Hey.
When I first heard you guys say Joel Stein, I was pretty psyched because he's writes some pretty funny stuff. But
yeah.
This article was the usual bucket of elitist crap about, like, the show. Like, he's so much better than you guys. And
yeah, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of sad because, you know, we really had a good time with Joel Stein when he came by here. We sat in the conference room. We talked for forever about a lot of different things. We talked to him about the TNA on the show. We talked to him about Howard Stern. We talked about, you know, some of the more clever things we do on the radio. And, I don't know, man. It's obvious he had an agenda when he came in here.
He usually writes. Like, I'm telling you, in Time Magazine, he's, like, pretty much the only funny thing. Like, and he said in an article a couple weeks ago that, like, his whole job is to write fart jokes.
Right.
And now he's coming down on you guys.
Right. Well, you know what it is also? Like Ope said, we were hanging out. We did an interview with him. And everything we talked about in the interview pretty much put what we do on the show in context.
Yeah. Right.
You know, we talked about what we do, how we do it, why we do it here on the air. But he didn't really write about that. He just wrote about what you see or what the listener would perceive as they're listening to the show, never really getting into the ins and outs of the whole thing.
The thing is, he usually writes at either the end where he does a little short interview or else in the beginning where he has his own little spin on things.
Yeah.
This is like a straight-up article, so I think he was trying to do, like, some serious stuff or something because...
Yeah, I don't know what he was getting at because the show is many textures, and he chose to write about one of the textures, which is the TNA and the breasts.
He's probably just pissed because you kicked him out of the studio.
I'm thinking that now. Maybe I shouldn't have kicked him out.
He's one that you kicked out?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
I looked him right in the face. I said, you know, you're making us uncomfortable.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I lose track of the people we kick out and don't kick out.
But you can't, you know, you can't take it personally. We have a show to do, you know.
Rolling Stone guy, we didn't kick out, right?
No, not at all.
Who else didn't we kick out?
New York Magazine.
New York Magazine didn't kick him out.
No.
All right, we did kick this guy out.
We kicked out Joel Stein from Time, and we kicked out the guy from Brill's Content.
Yeah.
But some of the guys, they make us nervous. They're sitting in here the whole time, and we go for a cup of coffee or a glass of water, and they pick up their pens real fast and start jotting things down. So you want to go through this article? I'm pretty psyched that we're in Time Magazine.
Well, it's great.
I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's pretty damn cool. It's a magazine I could finally bring home to my parents.
Yeah.
The penthouse was a little rough. We were in the penthouse, in January? And, you know. And what was it?
Golden showers.
And a golden shower scene.
Yeah, and we had to take that. It was right around the holidays, so bringing that over to Grandma's house with the family over for Christmas was really nice. Just don't go back one page, Grandma. And once you get to the end of the article, see, I taped the rest of the magazine shut. Don't try to open it. Article's over. You'll see stuff you haven't seen since the 40s.
Right, right. But this one we can bring home.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty psyched about that. It's the latest issue of Time, July 23rd. There's an ape on the cover. Amal.
Hey, open and then what's going on, man?
What's up, Amal?
This film guy's douchebag. He's a tool. It's a rock and roll show. It's a roller coaster, man.
Hey, wow, that was long before our first curse dump. That happened in the first 5 minutes of the show.
Hey, guys, I came here 3 years ago from India, and I'm your biggest fan, man. I listen to you guys like a god. You guys are awesome.
Look at
that. Best.
Thank you, Amal.
Love you guys.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Tom, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I went and got this magazine. First of all, $5 for this piece of crap. But, Opie, you look like the chicken Midnight Express. Oh, Billy.
Oh, that was the photographer. Let me tell you something about the picture.
Yeah.
The photographer that came in here was a madman, a lunatic. Like, I didn't understand what he was doing.
He didn't know what he was doing.
He didn't. He goes, let's just take pictures that are crazy.
See, we've been
take pictures that are crazy. You get behind the glass. I take pictures. It will be crazy. And we're like, well, and you could tell this was the one where we're going, oh, look how crazy we are behind the glass.
I got to tell you, we've been lucky enough to have a bunch of photo shoots lately.
Yeah.
And most of the people that come by, like we have Rolling Stone magazine right outside the studio. They're coming in to snap some shots in a couple minutes here.
Uh-huh.
I got to say, when the photographers come in here, they all know what they want to do and what they want to shoot. The
right.
guy from Time had no effing clue.
Not a clue.
We suggested we go behind this glass. It's like a glass partition between the waiting area of the studio and like the engineering section of the place. And we're pressed up against the glass. And Anthony's got like a microphone wrapped around his neck because he decided he was going to just be crazy for the photographer.
No, you know what that mic around my neck is for?
Oh, that's because we were taping
it. It was connected to a DAT recorder.
Right.
Because we wanted to get some of this guy talking because he was just a madman.
That's right.
But it didn't work.
Right.
But that's the only reason I have this around my neck. I couldn't possibly imagine that we're going to use this picture.
Right. Well, they did.
I
know. There's a mic cord around your neck with a mic just hanging there. You're in the middle of talking, which is like any photographer knows. You just don't ever use those pictures.
I was saying, oh, look how crazy we are behind the glass.
Right. And then we told them to put the mic on the other side of the glass window and make it look like we're trying to get at the mics, but we can't.
Right.
And what does the glass represent?
Oh, I get that. Yes, it's crazy.
Right. We were just goofing with the guy and fooling around, and he ends up using that shot.
Yeah.
So the shot is weird, and the little caption that goes along with the photograph, it says, "Bye, Mom. Opie Wright and Anthony have dirty talked their way into some serious money."
Dirty talked.
What does "Bye, Mom" mean?
I don't know.
Maybe the photographer could explain that to us.
What does? I didn't even read that. "Bye, Mom."
"Bye, Mom."
Okay.
Are we supposed to be in prison? It doesn't look like a prison.
It doesn't look like prison.
It looks like an engineering room.
Right. Oh, my God. It
says, "Bye, Mom. Opie Wright and Anthony have dirty talked their way into some serious money."
I bet they had a picture with this caption, and then they used this one instead. Didn't change the little caption.
Chris, what's going on?
Not much, man. These guys in Time Magazine are a bunch of douchebags. Seriously, I mean, come on now. He doesn't know what he's talking about. I mean, seriously, he has nothing better to do than badmouth you because he's probably going nowhere in life.
You guys have done so much. That guy's accomplished anything. He's just a sour.
It's not a bad mouth as much as it is. He really didn't get the whole thing.
I mean, I'm kind of bummed. If he had an agenda, I wish he would have told us ahead of time. But he said, no, man, I'm a fan of the show. I just want to write an article. You know, I think it'd be cool. And he really didn't pay attention to much of the things we discussed with him.
No.
All right, you want to go through this, Ant?
Yeah.
All right, so it's Time Magazine, July 23rd. It came out today with the ape on the cover. We're on page 69 with a really wacky, goofy picture. And the title of the article says it all, really. Can we talk a little more about breasts? Shock Jocks, Opie and Anthony go national. Starts off by saying, you might not think people would choose to listen to conversations in a frat house, yet every afternoon Opie and Anthony spend 4 hours calling each other gay, drooling over hot moms, and
barraging women to whip them out?
Barraging women to whip them out.
What is that? Barraging women?
That means forcing it.
Yeah.
We do not force women to do that. So, false right there. Mm-hmm. We've always said that, if the ladies feel like it, they can whip them out if they see WOW written on the backs of cars all over the place.
Right.
And we've told the guys, never harass the ladies, don't follow the ladies, just, put the WOW on and see what happens.
Right you are, Greg Opie Hughes.
Yeah. Name I haven't used in years, but whatever. They feel like they really know you if they get your real name in.
Right.
It's not even a carefully constructed frat chat. An hour before airtime, 6 staff members, all guys, sit around watching Jackass, shooting baskets, and occasionally surfing news websites. They're less like people preparing for a radio show than people waiting for a pizza.
I agree with that. It pretty much is. He was in there. He saw what goes on before the show. We pretty much just hang out.
Yeah, but that's an hour before airtime, which is a lot different. We're just kind of getting our heads together, really,
right,
at that point. If we're not prepared for the show by then we'll never be.
I like that he says it's not a carefully constructed frat chat, though.
No, we're just a bunch of guys kind of hanging.
Right.
The Office, this is hilarious. The Office, and I kind of got a chuckle out of this. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a fun article. The Office even looks like a frat house. Porno tapes line the bookshelves.
True.
Opie's desk littered with such research material as Maxim, FHM, Stuff, and 17.
17.
I do not. Maybe that day there was a...
It was, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't subscribe to that. It just happened to be there. I also have Time and Newsweek.
Yeah, he didn't mention that.
I have Playboy and Penthouse. Just mm-hmm. about every magazine that's out, we go through.
Yeah.
But he chose to mention those. It's flanked by 2 Britney Spears posters.
Yeah, you do have 2 Britney Spears posters by your desk.
Yeah, but that's for the whole office. It just happens to be in my section. Anthony's desk, littered with a Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen book, video, and T-shirt, sits under a poster of the twins.
Now, that's not true either.
He basically makes it look like that's the only thing you have on your desk is like a shrine to the Olsen twins.
Well, it's one of the things I have on my desk.
I
don't have the poster over my desk. The poster of the Planet of the Apes movie is over my desk. The Mary-Kate and Ashley one is over the Jägermeister machine.
Right. And what's up with the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen book, video, and T-shirt?
Someone had sent them to me, and they were just sitting on my desk.
And that's all you have on your desk?
I have a huge monitor. I got video games all over the place. Papers. Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. Not like, that's all that's on my desk is Mary-Kate and Ashley stuff.
Sits under a poster of the twins. And then the first quote of the article. This is after we talked to him for an hour and a half upstairs. None of that stuff is in this article. Here's the first quote. Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture, Anthony says. On further inspection, he dismisses Mary-Kate as the priss. Ashley is the goer.
That's what I say. Ashley's the goer.
That is the first quote from Anthony in our Time article.
Yeah.
You talking about the Ashley twins.
Look how hot they're getting, and Ashley's the goer. Mary-Kate doesn't look like the goer in that poster.
What happened to all the other stuff that we talked about upstairs before he came down to the office to check out the scene?
Nothing we talked about upstairs is in this article, period. Nothing.
And he writes it like you were serious about it, too, you know?
Yeah.
Look how hot they're getting.
Look how hot they're getting. I just spank out batches by the day
and that's
at these hot posters.
And that's an old picture, Anthony says.
Of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
On further inspection, he dismisses Mary-Kate as the priss, Ashley as the goer. You're just fooling around trying to make the guy feel comfortable because he's in our environment with a bunch of guys hanging out.
Opie, no, that's how I feel.
All right, it continues. The entire country will have a chance to hear what guys talk about when they're trying really hard to sound like guys. Infinity Broadcasting, the radio arm of Viacom, this month began syndicating the Opie and Anthony Show, based in New York City, to such cities as Chicago, Dallas, and Philadelphia, and we'll soon have them on about 20 stations. Viacom hopes O&A can duplicate their rating success in New York, where they are often number one in their prime demographic, men 25 to 49. There's another false right there. It's not often. We're always number one, men 25 to 49. Always, right. always, and by a long shot, you idiot, Joel Stein.
Whoa.
God. I used to believe everything I wrote or saw or heard until I got into this business. They don't even do the basic research.
Yeah.
Number one in their prime demographic, men 25 to 49, Greg Opie Hughes. He looks like Opie from the Andy Griffith Show. And Anthony Cumia are the descendants of Howard Stern, replacing his sour transgressiveness with male real politic.
But I don't know what he means by that, yeah.
While Stern interviews strippers, O&A just want them to take off their clothes.
What?
Well, that's one thing we do. Sure. There's no reason to interview a stripper. They're here for one reason. Let's check it out and let's move on.
And take video and pictures and make sure our listeners can see it, too. I mean, that's the part he missed.
All right. Viacom also syndicates the flagging Stern, who is no fan of O&A and vice versa. That's not true.
That's not totally true either.
And we talked about Howard Stern and this with this reporter long time, and this is what he chooses to print, which is unfortunate. He's been working off the same formula for a long time. Here's a girl, get naked, hoo, 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 says Opie. It's the same midget, same pinheads. For today's society, you have to keep things interesting. Man, did he paraphrase something there.
Yeah, that's like two sentences.
Interesting isn't always tasteful, as when Jay Moore, the actor, comedian, and frequent guest, sang the song Full Blown AIDS, making fun of AIDS patients.
What?
I never even discussed that with Joel.
Where did he get that from? Because that was Jay and Steven, and it was like a Mike DiNicola. I mean, we had a lot of people in the studio that day, and under the context also that it was a most offensive song contest.
Right.
And they thought it up. Right on the spot.
Do we have that song? We should play that.
Right on the spot, they thought it up because it would fit into the most tasteless song ever contest that we were running. So I don't know what he's getting at with that.
I want to play it before we move on here. The art took call. Let me, hold on. Let me go to John. John, what's up?
I got a bone to pick with Anthony. I mean, it's just wrong. He says that Ashley's a goer.
Yeah.
How can he say something like that? I mean, that's really just wrong.
Why?
Everybody knows Mary-Kate's the goer.
No, Mary-Kate, the more girl-next-door looking. Ashley's the real...
That's what makes her the goer. The girl-next-door look, you know what they say. It's the quiet ones you got to look out for.
No, Ashley sporting the kind of retro 70s look a lot of the times. Looking hot.
How can you tell them apart? I don't even know who's who.
Opie, I can tell them apart.
Ashley's just a C-teaser, that's it. Mary-Kate's the goer, I don't care what you say, Anthony, you're a tool.
Less than 3 years, legal threesome with the Olsen twins.
All right, thank you, John.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're trying to find the full-blown AIDS song.
Full-blown AIDS.
Dan, what's up?
Hey, guys, I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Aren't you upset that you only got that little article when Black Earl got the cover story?
Oh, my God.
Dan.
Holy smokes.
Later, guys.
Why didn't anyone say that in the back office?
I said it.
You did, Ben? Ben said that?
Yeah, Ben.
There's a chimpanzee on the July 23rd edition.
Everyone knows
edition.
Earl looks like Shrek.
All right, yeah, we'll play the live version of Full Blown AIDS. So Joel Stein writes... Interesting isn't always tasteful, as when Jay Moore, the actor, comedian, and frequent guest, sang the song Full Blown AIDS, making fun of AIDS patients. It was part of our most offensive song contest.
And the idea is, hey, make a song that's just going to make people cringe.
Right.
in disgust.
Right. And they came up with this, and this is when they sang it in front of, I think, 2,500 people.
Right.
Okay? And then we'll continue with the Time article.
I don't usually do cover songs, but this one's very special to me. So I brought the one of the co-authors of FBA, Mike DiNicola.
Mike DiNicola!
Mike has been kind enough to write a little extension to the song, so if you listen closely, you might hear some things you haven't heard before. Down to my target went. Sarcoma popped out all over my face. I lost 3 teeth and all of my friends. Looks like this time I'm nearing the end of loneliness. No need to lie, no reason to fear. When you're flat on your back, counting all your ribs. I went to give blood, they just showed me the door. I stood up to leave, and I fell on the floor full blown. Everybody now, damn that hole. Break it down now. Mike DiNicola is going to do a little spoken word, a little poetry, because I know you guys can appreciate some good poetry, right? Well, the FBA is set in, and he's left feeling a little low. Here you go, Mike.
Well, now I've got AIDS. I don't feel so good, so I'm going to go out and share it with my neighborhood. Bartender, waitress, here's your tip. That ain't acne above my lip. Oh, you have to leave? Well, that's okay. I've got time to kill, maybe 2 or 3 days. I'm sitting alone humming this song. I start to think about everyone who's done me wrong.
Who's done you wrong?
A 5th grade teacher.
Yeah?
Mr. Beck. You're gonna find a hypodermic in your neck. Patrons in my restaurant.
What about them?
The tips blue.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that ain't half and half in your stew.
Oh!
And Wendy. You remember me.
Wendy?
Yeah. She stood me up for prom. But I won't infect her.
You won't infect her?
I'm going to infect her mom.
Her mom?
Full-blown AIDS.
Obviously, a very, tasteless song there.
Right.
2,500 people enjoying the live version of that, which is kind of scary.
I'm just scared that there is a live version of that.
But it was part of a contest we did. Most offensive song.
And it wasn't Jay Moore singing it.
No, it was
Stephen Lynch.
Stephen Lynch and Mike DiNicola. Jay Moore barely had anything to do with that, but he's mentioned in the Time article for being the author of that song.
He wrote one line.
I guess what bothers me is that Joel Stein didn't even ask us about that. Yes, Sting?
Out of what?
Rick's finding out.
Oh, boy. See, we have a lot of problems with the dump guy.
Oh. They're dumping? What were they
dumping?
I don't know. It's so funny. Everyone runs down to the dump guy as soon as he dumps out of the show.
Just have a mallet over his head. With like a string that we could pull here and just hit him.
Ugh. Well, we're going to just wait. The show will stop until they tell us what they dumped out of. Because we need to learn, right, Anthony?
Oh, yeah. It's an educational process going on here. Damn that whore. No, they wouldn't dump that. That
stinky!
Little...
Stinky!
In whore.
Yeah.
That one.
It becomes stinky. Stink.
That one.
Something about the word not being beeped right, or...
Yeah, well,
there were no beeps.
And I kind of looked at each other. It was a close one there.
I don't. All right.
No, you know what? I would love to trash the dump guy, but when we heard the line on the air, Ant and I looked at each other like, ooh.
Stephen was editing himself on stage as he was singing, so instead of saying the
ucking.
Yeah.
He kind of went ucking.
I don't know if that just made it through.
I didn't say it.
You said it as well as Stephen did on stage. Oh my God.
I didn't say it though.
Oh,
I didn't
right?
say it. It was close. But that's what he was saying, and they decided to dump out. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of bummed he didn't ask us about the song, because, you know, there's a whole story to that.
Yeah.
Most offensive song contest. Now it makes us look like, you know, yeah, we just throw songs like that on the air every day. All right, so the article moves on. But O&A are often clever, hammering at the outer band of humor that gets laughs from discomfort.
We're reading an article. There, you just said that thing again. Go see. Here's what this show is going to turn into. Where we got to stop while we're reading stuff because they dumped out.
They dumped.
Did we get a ruling on the O-sex? On the O-sex thing?
They dumped out.
We got a ruling. Yeah. By who? All
right. By Jeremy.
I want to go higher.
Okay.
I wish to use our power and go higher than Jeremy. Because I think you can say it.
Now, we're allowed to say oral, right?
You can say oral.
There's no problem with saying oral on the radio, right?
Right.
You can say it until
you can
you're
say that. Right.
Anthony, I got to ask you something else. You could say sex on the radio, right?
You absolutely can say sex.
Okay. But you can't say oral.
Oh, you put them both together and it's a catastrophe where buildings will topple in the city.
That's so funny because Chris from Philadelphia. Chris, what's up?
Not much, guys. How's it going?
I think we just answered your question, right?
Well, yeah. I wanted to know about that. What was the deal? What did Jeremy say? You just can't say them together?
Unfortunately, he's in another city, so we still haven't worked out the OS problem.
Yeah, I want to talk to the lawyer.
You're allowed to say that.
You are. I mean, because I've heard other people say it. I mean, you guys should definitely be allowed. I think they're just, like, hitting on you because you guys are getting so much attention now.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out. We've learned you can say oral. That no problem with saying the word oral.
Well, guys, you guys are really loved here in Philly. We got factions of your stuff going on. I can't wait till the WOW stuff comes up.
Yeah, give it time. That will happen eventually.
All right, I can't wait till I see it. You're loved in Philly.
All right, Chris.
By the way, when's the next time you're going to have Mike Tyson back on the show?
Sooner than later, man.
All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, Chris, thank you.
Sure.
All right, Anthony, so I guess we can't say that still. So I'll say, but O&A are often clever, hammering at the outer band of humor that gets laughs from discomfort, like listening to a gay man perform peach eating on a woman for NSYNC tickets, right? That works.
Right.
Okay. Or playing the silent game, where they book bad guests and let them wallow in dead air. There goes that bit. They call it cringe radio. At once punk and frat like Blink 182 or Fred Durst. It's the man show without all that annoying polish. The program has a real garage feeling with staff members walking in and out of the studio, twisting knobs, grabbing papers. There is no separate producer's booth. Opie twiddles his own knobs.
He wrote, Opie twiddles his own knobs.
Hey, Anthony, I'm a knob twiddler.
You're twiddling knobs.
What the F, man? Help me out here. Opie twiddles his own knobs. You know what? I like this article after all. It's funny. But what O&A are most famous for is Whip 'Em Out Wednesdays, when women are encouraged to flash guys who have WOW bumper stickers on their cars, or even just the staff of a live Today show, as a listener did last summer for $1,000. That's right, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Had a girl do that live on the Today show.
Yeah.
And while Stern has to import porn stars, O&A have little trouble finding young women to play along. I think it gives women some power, Opie explains. When asked what he means by that, he leans his chair back against the conference room window and says, "That's a good question. What do I mean by that?"
You know, and that's crap, because
then I answered him and we talked about it for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And nothing I said up in the office is in this article.
Nothing.
And I was rolling.
The only quote we have from Anthony so far in the Time article.
This is
something to bring home to Mom. You should be proud of.
All right.
Let me go back to it. Talking about the Olsen twins book, video, and T-shirt that sits under Anthony's poster of the twins. Anthony's only quote of the Time article so far. Look how hot they're getting.
And that's an old picture, Anthony says. On further inspection, he dismisses Mary-Kate as depressed. Ashley is the goer.
Ashley is the goer. That's my whole, that's it.
I think that's the only quote in the whole article.
I spent an hour and a half in the conference room talking to this son of a bitch. And that's what he puts in. Sing it.
I swear it was this big.
That's right, Mary-Kate.
That's all.
This son of a... You know, the more I look at this, the more pissed I'm getting.
That's all.
An hour and a half talking to him.
And then we're just about done. Even though Anthony does some great in impersonations and some middling song parodies, this is, in the end, a talk show about breasts.
Ugh. What?
Ugh. Ugh. You can go to other talk stations, says Opie, but they talk about politics and stuff my dad is interested in. Who cares?
Oh, was my quote in there? Wait a minute. No. You got to go way back to look how hot they're getting to get to my quote. Oh, and of course, Ashley's the goer. Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Joel Stein.
And ONA listeners, unlike those of most call-in shows, don't call in with questions, but stay on the air to trade jokes or just email them in to be read on air. Since their home station, NEW, spends little advertising on the show, the jocks have built their audience by putting on road shows, inviting listeners to drinks at Hooters, or handing out bumper stickers from a bus.
Yeah, that's all we do.
That's exactly it, right there. We've gone to Hooters like twice, other places many times. As working-class guys from Long Island, ONA have a knack for making their often not-so-bright fans seem interesting and integral. Some guy shows up with a case of beer, and a half an hour later, he's on our show, says Opie. Sometimes they'll even pretend to listen to people outside the frat. If a group gets pissed off, are we allowed to say pissed off still?
Yes, because that's angry.
All right. If a group gets pissed off at something we're doing, say the gay community, and a guy calls in and he's gay and articulate and doesn't have too gay a voice, we give him an open forum, says Opie.
Now, what is that? I don't even remember that being said.
And
doesn't have too gay a voice?
And if we did say that, we were obviously joking.
Because gay Marco calls in all the time.
Right.
And that's uber gay.
And doesn't have too gay a voice, we give him an open forum, says Opie.
Says Opie. Oh, well, where's my quote there? Hold on. I know I got one here, because I talked to this jack off for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Wait, let me go back. Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. Ashley is the goer.
We give him an open forum, says Opie, slipping into a moment of earnestness. Then he snaps out of it. Then we call him a fag and bring on the next stripper. Oh, God, I'm such a joke.
I sat there an hour and a half talking to this guy.
What's the problem? You got a quote in here. Nice quote. Nice.
Look how hot.
Nice quote.
Look how hot they're getting.
You talk about the Olsen twins. Time Magazine.
That's it. Here you go, Mom. Here you go, Mom. I'm in Time Magazine. I'm talking about how I want to ravage underage girls. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Look, Mom. Mom, did you see the part where I said, look how hot they're getting, and I'm talking about 15-year-old girls? Did you see that part, Mom? How about when I say Ashley's the goer?
I wish Joel Stein would give us the tape, because he'd tape the interview.
Yeah.
And we'll play that on the air. It'll be much more interesting, I'll tell you right now.
You know what we got to do? And we're stupid for not doing this. When they pull out that little tape recorder and start taping the interview,
we do the
same goddamn thing.
We pull out our huge tape recorder.
We tape it, everything, so when the article comes out, we can go, here's what was actually said. What an idea. Make sure that happens next time.
You know, and before we finish up on this, I do want to go on record and say I think it's damn cool that we're in Time Magazine. I'm not going to start acting like, you know, it sucks. This is freaking cool.
Oh, it's great to be in Time with an quote about underage girls and wanting to have sex with them of some sort. Great.
I really thought you had another quote. Don't you have another one in here somewhere, like maybe further down?
You know, I told my mom about this, too,
mm-hmm.
that I was going to, you know, me and Opie, man, we're in Time Magazine. It's coming out next Monday. Oh, I'm going to call all my friends. Oh, my God. I can see her now.
Hi, you know, June, please, remember I said Anthony was going to be in Time? No, I was kidding. It wasn't Time. Please don't get this week's Time.
Our friends now are going to be, hey, saw the article, that's great. Could you tell me when Anthony's coming by so I could keep my young daughter in the house? It's obviously what's going to happen.
You know, next time we might as well not even talk to the reporter.
That's great. I read Rose. I read the article about your son in Time. It was great. So he's a pedophile. That's great.
Aunt, there's got to be something else in here that you said.
But at least it's in Time magazine.
So, dude! It's not like a lot of people read this or anything.
I'm starting to really... This is sinking in now. This is in Time magazine. The only quotes I have is how hot Mary-Kate and Ashley are.
Look how hot they're getting.
Look how hot they're getting... And then I have to, like, explain it. And that's an old picture.
Meaning
I've seen plenty of pictures. And I know that's an old picture.
Oh. That is so lame.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do you like having your back rubbed?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Well, maybe Rolling Stone magazine will do a better job.
Oh, my God.
We got the photographer here taking pictures of us on the air. There's something different, Time.
What happened?
Up behind a glass, pressing our bodies against a glass window.
They're all pink on the inside.
I can't believe this.
I'm in Time magazine. The only thing I'm saying is how I'm hot for a teenage girl, for 15-year-old girls.
But this was a quote from our interview with Time.
They're all pink on the inside.
Your God, they didn't use that one.
Pussa!
Stick it in my mouth.
Oh, my God. If I could have had a couple of more quotes, maybe, to...
I think we have one of your quotes that could use.
So addicted to boobies.
That's awful. Great.
And I have another quote they could use from you.
Yeah?
Virgin.
What happened?
Well, here, a bunch of your quotes coming in now.
Oh, boy! Buffalo testicles!
I don't remember ever saying that.
Well, you're lucky they didn't put it in writing.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
I never said that! Jackasses.
Did you say this?
Hey, man. Hey, people, folks. Stay out the bushes!
Dirty, dirty girl.
Never said that. When I read the article, I thought the Olsen twin thing was kind of, you know, funny or whatever. And
yeah.
I'm like, right, but there's other stuff from Anthony in here somewhere.
Nothing.
Don't just stare at it. Eat it.
No.
That's your quote, Ant.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, a bunch of people calling in. They want in on this conversation.
Great.
Want to play that Brian Regan thing as we go to break? We could do that. If you're listening to us on WNEW, give us a call. 877-692-1027. Brand new number for everyone else. That is 866-277-4WOW. Or 866-ASS-4WOW. That's ASS for WOW.
Great.
You're right in.
Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. Like, I know, I can back it up with facts.
Jesus, man. We have two more of these. Our July 23rd issue with the chimpanzee on the cover. Read it for yourself, page 69.
What does that one say?
Hey, Aunt, heard the Brownies have plenty of openings for troop leaders.
Ass.
All right. A little taste of Brian Regan. He was in here Friday, and he was hilarious. We'll get to all the instant feedback. They're coming in like crazy. Anthony, and you made fun of Paula Poundstone, kid toucher. It's going to get really, really fun in just a few minutes. Stay there.
Right.
Brian Regan from Friday, just a little taste. Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey.
Brian, what's going on, brother?
Hey, Mike, how are you, man?
All right, I was just sitting down watching TV, and there was a monster truck race on.
Oh,
I don't know. I know that's, like, one of your favorite things.
Oh, man.
You know, as a matter of fact,
well, you've seen them, right? The
monster
TV
trucks.
Monster trucks.
Oh, yeah.
The favorite, the best part is when they interview them. They interview them when the whole race or whatever they're doing. I don't know if it's a race or an activity. I don't know what they're trying to accomplish. But when they're done, they interview the guys, and they always talk about their engine, like you know what they're talking about. Hey, what were you thinking during that last run, Earl? Well, you know, I was going pretty good, and about halfway through, the flap coil valve burner started smoking. The hydro pin spring was spurting oil out the manifold draft. I knew if I didn't overflood the gasket, I'm going to have that last pylon unplugged transmission valve. I knew if I couldn't do that, I was going to have to shut her down. You know, you're at home. What? Wait, the flap coil burner? Well, sure. You had to shut her. What options did you have? Your hydroplate spring was spurting transmission oil. You had to shut her down.
Talking out of one's butt crack.
Anthony.
Is a sign of personal confidence.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
This show will really give you brain damage.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show.
Jeez, man.
Give us a call. If you're listening to us on WNEW, 877-692-1027. For everyone else, 866-277-4. Wow. What's wrong, Ant?
It's starting to sink in. You know, I like you, you know, when we started reading this article.
We're talking about the latest article from Time Magazine, the
right.
July 23rd issue with the chimpanzee on the cover. We're on page 69. Joel Stein did a fun piece on us, Anthony.
Now, when we started reading this, the first two paragraphs, I was laughing because I thought, you know, it was a great way to start the article off with how we hang out in the office before the show. But then I'm realizing there's nothing else in here from me.
No, you
no quotes, no nothing about the show or anything at all.
I remember talking to him upstairs in the conference room, and I was thinking to myself, wow, Anthony's really, you know, sounding very articulate today.
Well, you know something? I like doing that when we do the interviews.
No, I'm serious. Like,
I try to distance myself a little from what we do on the air here, and I try to come across as somebody who's a little informed about things, you know? I like to think I know a lot, or at least a little bit, about a lot of stuff.
Right.
And I get one... I get one quote in the whole Time article, which I wouldn't even care about the number of quotes, would be fine if it was something maybe about the show or... But it's one quote about how hot the Olsen twins are.
In Time magazine.
And it's in Time magazine. The one I was really psyched at, hey, you know, Mom,
you know,
check this out. I'm going to be in Time magazine.
You had some great quotes in Brill's content, but no one picked up that article. It's been on newsstands for months, and no one has seen that article.
Anthony's desk, littered with a Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen book, video, and T-shirt, sits under a poster of the twins. Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture, Anthony says. On further inspection, he dismisses Mary Kate as a priss. Ashley is the goer. And that's my contribution right there. Punch out. I'm done.
There you are. That's you for Time Magazine.
Everything else? No. He goes to Opie for some quotes on things like Howard or the content of the show or other talk shows. What else? Guests on the show, callers to the show. What do I get? Look how hot they're getting.
Steve, what's up?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to talk to Knob Twiddler and Kid Toucher.
Thank you. Great. Just great.
You guys suck big time.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh my God! I'm looking for another quote. Nothing.
No, that's it. We've looked a few times now, Ant. That's it. You didn't even have to be upstairs in the conference room when we talked to Joel Stein.
Opie thinks with Matt Wednesday gives girls power. That's how Opie explains. Opie says Opie. Opie comments, says Opie. Just running through it here. Says Opie. Opie claims. Opie said. Here's another one. Comments Opie. Oh, and then you explain. Opie explains. Opie exclaims. Opie says. And there, Anthony says, look how hot they're getting, and that's an old picture. And Ashley's the goer.
Of course.
The whole friggin' Times article.
Anthony?
This guy's a jerk.
Well, at least our listeners are very supportive.
Oh, I'm sure, Opie.
No, of course they are. You want me to read a few of these from the instant feedback?
No.
It's your turn in the barrel, my friend. Oh. Dan from Hoboken. Hey, Ant, have you seen Chandra Levy, or is he too old for you? Great. Don writes, hey, Ant, all you need to complete the pedophile package is get a monkey, one bedazzled white glove, and a variety of colored surgical masks. Joe, one leg. Hey, Anthony, Girl Scouts or ladybugs? Comment.
Exclaims.
Hold on. Tony!
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering, we're doing an article for NAMBLA magazine. I was wondering if Anthony could give us a few quotes.
Look, I never said anything about man-boy love. Yeah. Thank God, nothing like that was said in jest in the office or something. Holy smoke.
Big Mike.
Yo, Opie, what's up, man? Hey. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey. Do I have to hold my nephews back from you too, Anthony? Or just hey, Opie.
Yeah.
Use this line, okay?
Yeah.
It's funny because it's not me.
It's so true.
Hey, man.
So true.
Hey, you guys know that the twins are on the tonight, right?
Yeah.
On whatever that show is, man.
All right, thank you.
Take care, man.
All right. Allison writes, this is Allison from ABC, Anthony. ABC yeah. TV,
mm-hmm.
2020 Downtown, remember they filmed a piece for us about a month ago?
Thank God I didn't point out the Olsen twins.
Allison from New York writes, hi, boys. Oh, my God, I'm going to have to leave the country after the 2020 piece airs. But at least Anthony doesn't sound like a pedophile in the script. We included that great rant about the First Amendment he did. Talk to you soon, Allison from ABC TV.
Let me see.
Swear to God.
That's really her?
Yep.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to leave the country. Great.
Well, she's scared because, you know.
Oh, thank God Allison Stewart included that.
Well, I think we give these reporters something a little different. We gave them a little peek into our office and what we do when we're not on the air.
Never again. He just reamed it for everyone. Or at least, no matter where they are or what we're doing, there is going to be a goddamn tape recorder going whenever we talk to them. You would hear the context of it. It's the only quote I have in the whole article, Opie.
Gay Marco.
What is it about me having a gay voice?
Oh, Christ. You want to start on that? Listen to yourself.
Marco.
Please.
Marco, you made the Time article.
I know. I'm so excited. And you know, I wrote a much nicer piece about the two of you in my weekly column this week on Foundry Music, where they have just introduced a new character drawn of me. Have you checked it out?
No, we'll check it out, Marco.
It's fabulous.
All right.
All
right.
Your article sounds fabulous. Congratulations.
Everything's
Thank
fabulous
you,
with K.
Bye.
Marco. Bye, you fag. Hey, Rick, bring in the next stripper.
Just like the article, says Opie.
Oh, man. Sandman writes, at least you won't be asked to buy any more Girl Scout cookies, Anthony. Oh, Joey Buttafuoco checking in, Anthony.
Really?
Don't worry, Ant. People will eventually forget you ever said that.
My Joey never said that.
Tippy writes, I learned Ant won't be going to Nana's for Christmas, and if he does get invited, he won't be sitting at the kitty table. You want me to go on here? There's hundreds of them.
I realize.
Seth from PA, does this Time article mean I'll be receiving a notice if Anthony moves into my neighborhood?
Ashley's Law.
Megan's Law, right?
No, it's Ashley's
Law.
Oh,
I gotcha. All right. Bluto, based on time, I'm getting a vasectomy so I can't have kids for Anthony to rape.
Oh, great. Good, good.
Brian from Jersey, and early what did I learn? Opie twiddles his own knob.
What's this kid getting at? Hey, Aunt, remember when you were a kid and had to do a report from an article in Time magazine for school? Huh? Remember that? What's he going to do, a report on it in school?
Bob, what's going on?
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hey, Anthony, I'm real sorry, but I have to ask, is the poster still up?
Of course it is.
But it's my desk. The guy wrote that it was over my desk. It is on the sidewall over the Jägermeister machine.
Okay.
Away from me.
Would you like some pictures of our office to prove that it's not over your desk?
You know, if you want to take a picture and show the poster that is over my desk, you could take a picture of my desk and put it on the website and you could see.
Well, he could take a picture from the corner and they could see your desk, the planet,
and see where the poster is.
And then see the. We have a lot of cool posters all over the place, but he chose to mention the Britney Spears posters and the Olsen Twins poster.
Just a hint, get the poster out of there.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Here's an email. Great article, Anthony. Love Paula Poundstone. There's so many Paula Poundstones out today, I see. And welcome to the club, Roman Polanski.
Thomas.
A very early, what did I learn today?
Yeah.
When is it bedtime at Anthony's house? When the big hand touches the little one.
Jeez.
He sure got a lot of laughs out of that. The only quote.
But you like the article in general, right, Ant?
No.
Represents the show well,
nope.
Right?
Now I'm completely pissed at this Joel Stein. I'd love to speak with him.
Well, Rick could try to get him on the phone.
I would love to speak with him and why he left out everything. Why even bother asking the goddamn questions then up in the conference room? Why ask us the questions about what we do? And, you know, you really seem to connect with the male audience. Why is that?
Oh, yeah.
And
that.
I go off for like 15 minutes.
For days.
Asking questions about how did I get into radio? Oh, great. Great. Gee, do you think your life is going to change? Blah, 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 nothing. She's hot. Ooh, they're hot. Look how hot they're getting.
Ernie writes, so now when the Fox piece airs tomorrow, are they going to show Ant with the graphic under his picture that reads, Anthony Cumia, confessed pedophile? These are getting better, man. You're not out of the barrel yet because they're getting better. Dylan writes, ride to the newsstand, 50 cents in gas. Copy of Time magazine, $5. Seeing Anthony portrayed as a kid toucher in one of the nation's most popular and respected magazines. <F-ing prices. laughs>
That's great. At least she isn't your cousin coming in from Jerry Lee Lewis. Jerry at Great Balls of Fire.
Andrew.
Hey, guys. Hey, this is the most offensive thing Time's done since they colored in that O.J. picture. Or maybe that was O.J. on the cover this month.
I didn't do it.
All right, Andrew.
Go Sox!
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to now call up my mommy and tell her.
What do I say? You want to get your mommy on the
phone? I can't. I'll have to explain that it wasn't just that. That he left a lot of stuff out.
If Ro is listening, give us a call. Anthony wants to talk to his mommy.
All right.
She listens, right?
I hope so now. Ralph? You know, she's in a very respected community out on Long Island. She's very involved with the affairs that go on in that community. And now, you know, she told all her friends that it's going to be in Time magazine. Now she's going to go to the little clubhouse or the pool in the area. And they're all going to be pointing, oh, look, there's the pervert's mother. John, what's going on?
I just had a little question for Anthony. Anthony, do you prefer Thunderoos or the Tidy Whiteys?
Oh, get a good laugh. Get a good laugh. Get a good one.
Ralph writes, Anthony, there's only one thing to do. The 2001 Anthony Apology Tour.
Apologize. I apologize. I've taken down the Mary-Kate and Ashley poster. Waddle-doodle, bone dry, snarlins.
Jim Norton writing in that.
Oh, really?
I thought it was a great quote.
Thank you, boy. God.
George writes, newsflash, Anthony from the famed O&A show is now a suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey case.
I wasn't even in Colorado.
Oh. Gary Glitter writes, finally, someone who understands.
Gary Glitter. I don't even care that he wrote that. Because I said it. It was fun. It was in the office. But that was the only quote in Time magazine. Oh, it's like, all right, in next week's Time, you know, the next time you're in Time magazine, we'll talk about other things. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing you're in Time. Ugh. Jack off.
Time magazine.
Joel Stein, you suck.
Joey Big Arms, Time magazine, Exhibit E.
Ugh. Joel Stein, great job. Great job.
Oh.
Really got me across there to the audience. Real in-depth thing. We were really able to get across what I'm all about.
Woody Allen wants to know, Ann, if you're available to go cruising for chicks down the playground tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
Did you try to get Joel on the phone?
The guy's going, look at this, Robert. Checking in on instant feedback. How long before we see Ant being profiled by John Walsh on America's Most Wanted? I can see it now. This next guy is one sick punk. He has a disgusting fascination with the sweet, innocent Olsen twins. We need your help, America. To bring this sick puppy of a radio show host to justice. I like how John Walsh gets all involved now. This bastard should be shot.
Jim, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
What's going on, guys?
Hey,
Yank, is this the reason why you had to break into your old house and get your computer back? So the wife couldn't use the kiddie porn against you?
Wow, you're going back. Unbelievable.
That's a hell of a call.
Have a good one, guys.
All right, Jim.
My hard drives are clean, as is my conscience. Joel Stein decides that's the one quote out of everything I said he's going to print. Look how hot they're getting.
And that's an old picture. On further inspection, he dismisses Mary Kate as the priss, Ashley as the goer.
As the goer. The guy doesn't even put it like, you know, like we're hanging out and we're joking, we're having fun. Ugh. Thank you, Joel.
All right, we're going to try to get your mom on the phone. And.
Oh, I want to talk to Joel.
And Joel Stein from Time magazine.
I don't know why he didn't include anything else that I said.
We're pretty excited about being in Time. I'm still excited about it.
Well, good. Oh, sure, with Opie Says, Opie Exclaims, Opie Explains.
No, there's a lot of stuff I say that is completely stupid and makes me look like an idiot.
What?
Huh?
Like what?
Talking about Whipping My Wednesday. I think it gives women some power, Opie Explains. When asked what he means by that, he leans his chair back against the conference room window and says, that's a good question. What do I mean by that?
Oh, great. Good. Yeah, that makes you look bad. Ooh.
Ben's killing me. We got to take a break, but your mom's on hold, Ant.
Oh, great.
All right?
Good.
All right. We'll talk to your mom and hopefully Joel Stein about the Time article,
yeah,
Anthony.
Try to find that son of a bitch.
The July 23rd issue with the chimpanzee on the cover. Page 69. Your boys, O&A, are featured.
Unbelievable.
Opie and Anthony.
A bunch of perverted crackers.
Oh, what? It's hard to listen to us trying to talk teen girls into doing stuff with each other?
The Opie and Anthony Show. Opie Anthony. 1027. WNEW.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. We're going to move on in a few minutes here, but we're discussing the article that's in Time magazine. The July 23rd issue came out today with the chimpanzee on the cover.
I've been hornswoggled.
We got a little article on page 69. Thank you, Joel Stein,
No, F you, Joel Stein.
I got screwed. He won't even come on the air.
Oh, he won't?
Well, Rick left a message.
Well, that guy better call this show because I've been ruined here in Time Magazine. This isn't like, you know, a penthouse where, you know, they got a great circulation, but look who they're going to.
Right.
I could walk into a dentist office a year from now, and this will be sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
For everyone to read and go, oh, my God, I can't believe he said that.
You know, Time Magazine, they can find Joel Stein because they called us before the show and said, hey, are the guys going to talk about their article today?
Oh, we're talking about it.
So your mommy's on the line.
Ass.
Your mommy's an ass?
No. All right. I got to warn her now because she probably told everybody. Hello, mommy?
Yes.
Hi.
What happened?
Did you tell everybody that...
Well, first of all, I want to know one thing now. I have to change dentists. That article's going to be in there in the dentist office for a year?
It doesn't matter what dentist you go to. I'm sure this magazine's going to be sitting there. Look, I told you we were going to be in Time, and did you tell your friends, like, around the...
I told everybody.
Oh, no.
Everybody. Now I'm humiliated. What did you do?
Did you pick up Time?
No, not yet.
Oh, well, don't.
Why? I'm going
to. No, don't bother.
Listen, all I know is from now on when people say to me, oh, are you the one who lives here whose son is on the radio? I'm going to say, yeah, you ever listen to Ron and Fez?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm embarrassed. That's it.
Now, I got one quote in here.
What?
In the whole article, I spent an hour and a half talking with this jackass, Joel Stein.
Yeah.
And yes, Opie.
Can I ask your mom something?
Sure.
Have you been listening to us today?
Just a little. Sal told me that you guys
okay.
were.
Oh, okay. Oh, I hope you're sitting down.
Why?
Continue, Ant.
Well, the article came out. And I have, like, one little quote in the whole page article.
Uh-huh.
And it's... Oh, God.
What does it say?
The guy's describing our office,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he says that Anthony's desk is littered with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen books, videos, and T-shirts. It sits under a poster of the twins. And now here's my quote, Mommy.
What?
In Time Magazine, baby.
I say... Look how hot they're getting.
Oh, no.
And that's an old picture, Anthony says. On further inspection, he dismisses Mary-Kate as the priss and says, Ashley is the goer.
Well, you always did say that.
No, don't hang me out to dry. All I'm saying is that I don't mind that he puts this in there because I was saying it in jest in the office.
Yeah.
But there's nothing, the whole rest of the article, there's not one quote from me. I spent an hour and a half with this guy, and I talked about everything.
Well, that's
how we
not
started
fair.
The show, and all he puts in there is, look how hot they're getting.
Oh, well, that isn't fair.
So I just want you to know.
You
maybe,
are very articulate. Didn't you say other things that, you know, that
I
you could relate
so
to?
I said so many and... other things and touched on so many other aspects of the radio show and how we got into radio and what we think about other air personalities, our audience, and everything. And he picks, look how hot they're getting, and that's an old picture.
Oh.
Now I'm lusting after two 15-year-old girls, and
well,
this was the
right.
one magazine I was all proud of, and I'm like, oh, my mom's going to read. I'm in Time Magazine, finally, and a publication you could show your friends. And it has me as the 15-year-old girl kid toucher.
But wait a minute, Anthony.
Yes, Sal?
Anthony,
yes.
We've always known you were a pervert.
Thank you, Sal. Great. I get help from my parents' house. Oh, my God. Mom, I just want you to know,
okay.
When you talk to your friends...
I just think that they should redo the article now.
Well, yeah.
Because he wasn't very nice to you.
Right.
You know, I mean, he didn't really give you a chance. They should just do the article again and do it the right way.
Yeah, because that's how Time Magazine works. They have time to just push off the other stories and do a little article on us again.
Don't worry about it. I think we'll be in Time Magazine again in the
probably.
Very near future.
Get out of here. This was my one shot to be in Time, a respected publication that my mother could read. And
yeah.
My quote is, look how hot the Molson twins are getting.
I can't wait for my neighbors. Oh, God, I'm humiliated. I'll probably be driven out of the neighborhood now.
But that's just it. Like, you understand. You know, like, the goofing around and stuff. But
I
your
know.
Neighbors now are going to be going,
that's
hey,
it.
Great quote
yeah.
from your son in the
I mean,
in
I'm
Time
probably
Magazine.
Probably
going
to have to walk around in a disguise now.
All right.
Oh, well.
I just wanted to prepare you.
Yeah, well, thanks, Anthony.
All right,
okay,
Mom.
Okay, honey, I love you.
I love you, Mom.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. There she goes. My mommy.
Ah, she sounds like...
She's fine with it.
Her friends are just going to give her crap, though. And
Rick, what's up?
Joel
Stein. What's up?
Line 12.
Line 12.
She's been trying to get Joel on the phone for us, but she hasn't been able to.
Who's this?
One of the people from Time Magazine. So I didn't
Hello, know. Is this Person Wrecker Magazine? Hello?
Jen.
Hello?
Hey, Jen.
Ugh. What are you eating?
Jen.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I can't reach Joel.
Why not? Where is he?
I don't know. I've tried him on his cellular phone.
I have to talk to Joel because did you happen to read the article?
I did.
And did you see how much of the article I am quoted in?
I did.
And do you see what it's about?
Yes, I do.
Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. There's my quote talking about the Olsen twins. He asked questions upstairs for an hour and a half about the show, about all kinds of things. I answered, and he picks that, and that's the only quote. Thank you.
Okay, I'll have him call you.
Immediately.
Bye-bye.
Immediately.
Okay.
Hua. I can't believe this.
Well, I got an email address here.
I'm buried.
That will be given out in a little while.
He best call before this show ends. He best.
Beergo wants to know, Ant, if you've seen any good sonograms lately.
Jerko. All right. Oh, everyone's just a comic now.
Mr. Olson, yes.
Yes, this is Jan Olson calling. I'm just happened to be here in New York City, and I need the spelling of Anthony's last name.
For what?
For a restraining order.
Right.
I'll let you borrow the two girls for a couple $100. What do you say?
All right, Mr. Olson. Thank you. Brother Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
If you want, man, I can pull a lot of heat off you, but you're going to have to apologize for that Patty Duke theme.
Get out of here. But you made the song. See, Joe made a song about the Olsen twins.
Yeah, where is
That's
the...
right, and I meant it.
Had nothing to do with what I was saying.
That's right. And I wasn't quoted in Time.
Joel Stein.
It's a good quote, eh?
Oh, I don't care about the quote, but it's the only quote. He added nothing else that I said the whole time he was there.
It's a good quote.
We tape every single interview we do now. We tape it so we have the... the tape... I'm a broken man. I can't do anything.
Oh, come on, they are hot, man.
Well, we all know that, but it's the one quote. One quote.
You would have been all right if there was a few more quotes in there, right?
Time Magazine. This mean I'm not. Stop laughing. I'm not going to be in highlights now. All right, Joe. We'll play the tune.
I'll see you later, man.
All right, Brother Joe, everyone. Tom, what's going on?
Yeah, I just want Opie to check your wallet and see how many Jeffrey bucks you got in there.
Jeffrey bucks?
Jeffrey bucks, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you got to be able to spend them, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Everyone's hysterically funny.
All right, Ant. Well, hopefully Joel Stein will call and you can talk to him.
Well, I want to straighten something out with that. Ass. Jerk.
Anthony, no, the next road show will not be at Sesame Street. Someone wanted to know on the instant feedback. All right.
I can't believe it.
Here's Brother Joe's Olsen twin song.
Great.
As we try to catch up a bit, we'll be back. It's the Opie and Anthony Show. If you're listening on WNEW, the phone number, 877-692-1027. For everyone else, it's 866-277. Mm-hmm. Four. Wow.
Here's Mary Kate. She likes Disney flicks and Barbie dolls and pogo sticks. But Ashley is a little slut. She likes to love it in the butt. Loves them porno flicks. They're the Olsens. Adolescent vixens all the way. They will give up their hymens to some lucky guy one day. Knock, knock, and hide and seek, and sing a lot. Well, Ashley is the one that goes to gladly take off all her clothes for the money shot. They're the Olsens, identical fixins, and you'll find they laugh alike. I bet they'll even f*** alike, and you know they'll be tied. The Olsens, take them from behind.
Keep the 14-year-old away from us.
Have a drink. I want to bang you.
This is normal radio, right?
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I don't know whether to sit here and listen to you guys or drive down there and bash your heads in with a baseball bat.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
This is really good ice cream. You want some of it? Oh, my bad. I didn't know you were lactose intolerant. Makes your ass gas, frightens all the girls away. Only friends you keep are those you pay. Always on the ready for the wax snack attack. I carry sandwiches around in a straight-head style dance park backpack. Got the gadgets you can't bomb. Control your mind, you can jump in a pond. Go quack, quack, drop your arms, leave you confused, but completely unarmed.
That's a cool song. It's clutch. Careful with that mic. This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Blind Dave is checking in, Anthony.
Oh, finally.
We'll get off you.
Get me out of the barrel.
We'll get off you for a while. Hopefully Joel Stein will call.
So yep.
Talk to him directly. Of course, Blind Dave did blind boxing with Blind Matt last week.
Yeah, I looked at all the video clips up on foundrymusic.com. Hysterical. Really funny. My favorite is when Rick gets the elbow right in his mouth. Very funny.
Clocked him. Rick went down like that.
Yeah. And then my second favorite, when they're just next to each other, punching at the air. Because, they're next to each other.
Right, they can't find each other.
They can't find each other because they're blind.
Well, last we left Blind Dave and Blind Matt.
Dave was very injured.
We found out Dave was very injured. Yeah, after the blind boxing, he was telling us how his ribs really, really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to lie, I thought he was kind of faking.
I didn't think he was faking. I saw him take some really big shots to the ribs, but I thought, just like if you were in a fight and got hit in the ribs, it hurts.
Yeah, I thought it was a little sore and stuff, whatever.
Right.
Turns out, Dave called us, I think it was Friday, and he told us that he cracked four ribs because of blind boxing.
Cracked four ribs, bruised his spleen, bruised a kidney.
Right.
And we were kind of like, whoa, sorry.
And the doctor was a little scared that his spleen might rupture.
And he would die.
And he would die.
Well, since he's on the phone, I guess he's not dead.
Thank God. Blind Dave.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
No, I'm still here, man.
Give us a little medical update on Blind Dave. Besides, you know, the blind thing.
Well, to save you some embarrassment there, Anthony, at least when you take... when you urinate, you don't have to have someone go look at the bowl to make sure there's no blood in it.
Oh, no. Did you have to do that?
Yeah, they said, to check, they go keep an eye out for that. I said, well, I can't see it. And they said, well, you got to have someone look.
Has anybody,
hold on. Because this is going to piss off Anthony.
What?
What?
Yes, he's going to be pissed.
Where?
It was the heat of the moment. It was the goo.
Hey, Ant, go to WNEW.com. No, I want to just see your reaction. Don't even look.
Oh, no. What?
Rick's doing a little bit for you.
I hate when Rick does bits. Because,
of course, you wanted to show everyone that the Olsen twins picture is not above your desk, right?
Right.
And what is above your desk?
The Planet of the Apes picture.
Right.
Right now, there's the Olsen twins poster. Oh, Rick, I get it. What you did, Rick, was take the Mary-Kate and Ashley poster and put it over my desk.
Oh, Rick. You could have helped the guy out.
Because
now people are going to have that picture saved. It's not like you could change the office back.
It's there now. Great. Good. Thank you, Rick. Ho-ho. Ho-ho, Rick. Let me give you a wacky horn. Wait. Ho-ho. Wacky Zane-orific. Rick's being kooky.
You go to WNEW.com.
I hope you didn't wreck the... wreck the Planet of the Apes poster.
No, it's underneath it directly.
Great. Good. Good.
All right, can we go back to Blind Dave?
Hello?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, don't feel so bad, Anthony.
All right, sorry about that. So you were saying?
Nah, just you got to, you know, keep an eye out for blood and the pee there and whatnot.
And what happened?
I'm all right so far, it seems.
There's no blood in your urine at this point?
Nah. Well, when I take the Vicodin, feel pretty. That's what they gave me, but...
That's the drug of choice in Hollywood, bro.
Yeah, that's the one they're all getting hooked on.
You're living the high life now.
Yeah, but they only gave me, like, 20 pills of prescription, and I'm running low.
Is that putting a word out or something?
Yeah, when it wears off, then you realize you're... very inchy.
So what still hurts? What's your, did you go to for a follow-up visit? What happened?
No, I've been debating on it. I don't know.
The bruise is going away? Can you breathe?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a good drag off a cigarette.
And you love your smokes.
Oh, my God,
that's
no.
The only time it hurts is when you breathe in, you know.
Right.
You don't hate us, do you, Dave?
Hell no, man. Oh, and for all the idiots out there who keep going, would you worth it? Would you worth it? I'll let you know when and if I get my lap dance.
Oh, you're getting it.
No, you're going to get the ultimate lap dance. We're going to set that up as soon as the ribs heal.
All right, because
there's going to be a lot of touching and moving around going on.
Well, that's
how,
cool.
How else do you give a blind guy a lap dance? The girl's going to be all over you.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I was like, well, what the hell good is that going to do?
Hey, Dave, how many girls could you handle?
As many as you want to give me.
Well, it would be kind of cool to have 10 or 12 girls all over you, but maybe you want to just focus on two or three, you know what I'm saying? So you can really take it in.
Well, whatever you can do will be much appreciated.
Well, as soon as your ribs heal, you tell us and we're going to set that up. Without a doubt, all right?
Yeah, I'll probably be feeling all right in a week or so, man.
Dave, the clips on foundrymusic.com, I know you can't see them, are getting rave reviews.
Yeah.
Some of the best stuff we've ever put on a website. Getting downloaded a couple thousand times each, I believe, at this point.
Hey, did you ever hear from Matt?
Blind Matt called Rick and said he was okay, but we haven't got him on the air since the fight.
Yeah, I've been trying to get him on. Keep missing his calls.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking?
I haven't talked to him. I don't know where the hell he lives.
I thought you guys exchanged some numbers or something.
I don't remember. You know. And Anthony, at least your mom was supportive. You know, all I had to hear was, "Look at you now, laying there with your cracked ribs, Mr. Boxer Boy."
Oh, really? Your mom was mad?
Who's laughing now, funny man?
Isn't that great? You still got to deal with like your mom. Jesus, man.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, man, it was definitely worth it.
And you couldn't go see your girlfriend in Massachusetts?
No, she broke her foot the same day, man. She's on the Vicodin, too.
Maybe you can trade.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go in like a week. That's what I was wondering, maybe sometime in like a week if I could maybe get that lap dance.
Yeah, you'll get that. You tell us when and we'll set it up. Ribs a couple more days and then we'll check in with you.
All right, man. Hey, I really appreciate it, man.
All right,
no
Dave.
Problem.
I had a lot of fun, man.
Right on.
All right, thanks. All right,
there he goes, Blind Bye. Dave.
Blind Dave nursing his wounds.
Nursing his four cracked ribs, bruised spleen. And he also said he had a bruised kidney.
A bruised kidney.
Chris from San Jose, what's up?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Checking you out for the first time today.
All right. We're just kind of hanging today. Cool.
Yeah, you guys haven't started airing here yet, but I'm listening over this online thing I found on one of your boards.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out, you guys are 4 hours in New York?
Yeah.
How come you're only three out here?
Three?
They're only going to air the show 3 hours?
Noon to three is what their webpage is saying.
That might be a mistake.
Why? What's it saying? What hours?
Well, you guys are on noon to three. They got some Consumer Reports thing on before you, and then there's this.
Hold on.
Sorry.
That's all right. They dumped out. So, wait, we have a consumer show on before us in San Francisco?
Some kind of consumer show that's on from 10 to 12.
All right.
You guys are on from 12 to 3, and then from 3 to 7 is another show.
Is Lycus? Here it is on the website. Opie and Anthony, noon to 3. Opie and Anthony has all the attributes of a contemporary morning show, but an afternoon drive. The same people who listen to Howard Stern and other cutting-edge shows on rock and FM talk stations love ONA.
Yeah.
And so then at 3 o'clock...
So wait, they're just going to, like, just... Oh, my God.
Are they cutting the last hour just of our show off to make way for 10?
It might be. I don't know. We're only at 2 o'clock our time right now.
That is a huge mistake.
Oh, boy.
The best hour of the show is usually the 6 o'clock hour.
That's when we get all drunk.
The last hour.
Is that what it is out there now? About six?
No,
five,
it's
six?
Only 5:15 here.
5, yeah. Because we're only in the 2 o'clock hour here, so I'm trying to catch up between what's airing here and what's on the computer, but you're only getting 3 hours.
All right, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to call us up when it gets to be 3 o'clock your time.
Okay.
And let us know if we're still on the air or what's going on.
Yeah, let us know how the show ended today. That'll be interesting.
Okay, I'll let you guys know. I'll tape it for you.
Oh, he'll have to tape it and call us tomorrow.
Tape, call.
Oh, it's so confusing, this syndication thing. Chris, Whip 'Em Out Wednesday has made it to San Jose and San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By the guys that came up with it, not Lamont and Tinelli, who have been making believe it's theirs for the last year and a half.
Oh, I know. Isn't that sad?
Well, we heard there was some, when we heard this WOW thing, there was some show in Vegas when I was out there last time that was doing this. Well,
everyone's loving it.
Well, the guys in Vegas have at least emailed us and told us that, they got it from us, they love the idea, and they're doing it. You know, but other shows like Lamont and Tinelli out there in San Jose made believe it was theirs. They try to take credit for the time the girl wowed on the Today Show.
Yeah, that was pretty pathetic.
Kind of embarrassing.
Well, don't feel too bad about this station because it plays country and NASCAR on the weekends.
What, the station we're on in San Francisco?
Yeah. They do country, NASCAR. I think I heard a farm report one
time.
Nice.
And a consumer report right before us?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got a consumer thing before you, and then you have Imus in the morning, and then it's talk all the rest of the week.
And then a guy we absolutely despise after us. Where they don't even air the last hour of our show so they can start up his show. Great. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to have fun out there in San Francisco.
I'll call you tomorrow and let you know what they do out here.
All right, thank you.
Man, thanks a lot, Ken.
Bye.
I hate anything with a vagina bob on a car phone.
Artie.
Yeah, hey, guys, listen, I was just in Dallas, and they only have 3 hours, too, even though it's late at night.
What?
Yeah.
We got to get to the bottom of this.
What?
Well, they had who's the guy? Tom Lycus. They don't want to miss that magic. He's on before you.
Right.
And then there was just like two, like a man and a woman, like a Howard and Robin kind of thing after you. And they were talking about you, comparing you to Howard and this and this.
Right.
I mean, there's all kinds of wacky shows on that station. They got like legal advice for people who get, like, busted for fighting in bars and carrying too many off guns in public places.
Oh, man.
They only ran the first 3 hours.
They only run the first 3 hours of our show in Dallas?
Yeah, and wait, what's Dallas? Yeah, 11 o'clock at night? It ended at, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it goes from 10 to 2, it's supposed to.
Well, it ended at 1.
We'll try to get to the bottom of that one, too.
Mm. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Does it list when we're on in Dallas on the website? Here we go. Opie and Anthony, 10 to 2. So I don't know if that guy, what he's smoking.
I have been vindicated, by the way, at least with the stupid photo thing that Rick printed. If you go to the WNEW website, there is a little section that says Opie and Anthony's office. And then you look at picture number one, a corner of ONA's office. You will see the door, the Jaeger machine, the refrigerator, and behind the foosball table, the same Mary-Kate and Ashley poster that Rick decided to put above my desk. Mr. Funny Man. Jackass.
Melissa.
Hey, ONA.
Hey, Melissa.
You guys have, the worst fans in New Jersey.
Well, I don't think so.
I was up and down the Garden State Parkway all weekend.
Yeah.
I saw 3 WOW stickers. One of them happens to be on my vehicle.
Okay.
What is up with that? You guys are always out there. I think you should come to Westchester and do a roast show up here. Because Westchester, you have so many fans up here.
Yeah, we're going
to
get up there eventually.
because I was in a funeral procession on Friday. There was three wow stickers in it.
Well, did you wow?
I thought it was a little inappropriate. It was my own aunt's funeral, so.
Oh.
But, I mean, I only got okay. to wow two people the whole weekend. I was a little disappointed about that.
Well, you made two guys very happy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. One of them, I wasn't even in a car. I happened to be walking by a house in Seaside Heights, and they had an O&A sticker in the window. So I went up to the window, knocked on it, and wowed the guys.
You know, as far as this wow thing goes, I don't understand why at this point you wouldn't just put, you know, wow on the back of your car to see what happens, you know? Because we hear from you ladies every day that you're willing to wow, you're looking for wow stickers, and you're going to do it if you see it.
Exactly.
If I was a listener to the show, I'd be like, what the hell? I'm just going to put it on my car and drive around, and maybe I'll get lucky.
Yeah, I mean, what's the big deal? You know, even if you put one up, you don't want to ruin your car. My God. So put one up that you could take down.
All right, Melissa. Well, thanks for helping us out with that.
All right. I love you guys.
All right. Bye.
Shut up and show your fun bags.
That's right. Emma.
Hi.
Oh, this is one-legged Emma.
Yes, it is fun like an Emma.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hoof, you remember from her story, while she was having sex once, she got so sweaty, her leg popped off. I can't get that image out of my head.
Yeah, that definitely happened.
But at least the guy knew you had one leg, right?
Yeah. Well, it happened a couple times.
Imagine the surprise.
Oh.
No, it kind of ruined the moment, but what can you do?
Yeah, so what's going on?
I wanted to know when I was going to get to come in and box.
You want
to
do the one-legged boxing?
Yeah, man.
Well,
I've been waiting.
We got to find another girl with one leg.
All right.
And as soon as we can find that, we'll certainly we'll do it. It'll be part of our cripple bouts.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right.
So, give me a call.
If there's any one-legged, you know, ladies out there, give us a call. Emma wants to fight you.
I do.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, cool.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
West Coast Dave is checking in on the San Francisco situation, Anthony.
Doing a little research.
And West Coast Dave is back on the line. Dave!
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Call the station. You guys are on from 3 till 4. So apparently the website is wrong.
You mean from 12?
From noon to 4, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
So, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
The website is saying 12 to 3, though.
Yeah, it's 12 to 4.
Yeah, call Frisco and see what they're saying. Thanks, Dave.
All right, later, guys.
All right. This guy has been on hold for 2 hours. He must have something really good for the show.
All right, 2 hours.
Mike.
What's up, guys?
Hey. Oh, my God. You've been on hold for 2 hours.
Yeah, it's not the first time you guys did it to me.
Why didn't you give up?
You guys are the best. I've been a listener for the past 2.5 years.
Nice.
All right, Mike, so you've waited 2 hours. This has got to be good. What do you got for the show? Right.
Well, I got a couple things. First off, I don't know if you guys heard about the G3 tour with the, you know, Satriani and Vi and the new guy Petrucci from the band Dream Theater. Unbelievable show. You guys should have gone. And second thing. You guys been watching that WWF Tough Enough? Hello? Now you're going to be dicks like that?
About the
G3 tour? No, he's going to listen.
He turns himself up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, let me listen.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think people care about the G3 tour?
Well,
I know there's fans and I know there's people that went, but...
You guys don't care at all?
Not really.
I thought Anthony, especially being a musician.
I've seen those guys in concert, and, they put on a good show, but I don't know, man.
Yeah.
All right.
And Tough Enough on MTV, very good show. Yes,
yeah.
I do enjoy that.
Personally, I don't think anybody's going to make it.
No, it's not looking that way. They're beating the crap out of them.
All right, guys.
All right, Mike.
Take care.
Okay.
2 hours for that.
2 hours.
Jordan, wow. The teen pimp from Friday. We're trying to get the teen car wash together. Jordan!
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I wanted to let you know, as soon as I left, my phone blew up. 16 more girls signed up.
Where are you getting these girls from?
Yeah.
I told you. I have my ways. And also, I want to offer Anthony refuge at the Twattage, because we got him young there.
You're a tool.
Well, we got your information, right?
Yeah.
We're still looking for a place for the team.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch the Bukkake yet?
No, we have not.
No, we haven't seen that yet.
You haven't lived.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Call me back.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I don't even want to watch that. Man.
All right. We'll get into some other stuff.
Yeah.
Finally. I guess Joel Stein's not going to call us.
Nah.
It's too bad.
Good.
That's too bad.
He doesn't call, though, today. I don't even want to talk to him ever again. That's it.
Ooh.
He can call tomorrow. That's
Ooh.
It.
Man. You think he cares?
No.
It's out there now.
Oh, man.
He had an agenda. He wrote his article. He doesn't give a flying crap.
Give me another
if you never talk to him again.
One more goddamn quote. Oh, well. Jerk.
What? What's wrong? What? Whoever's playing with the Benoit balls on air, the noise coming through the radio is driving me nuts. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Yeah,
that's this.
That's Opie squeezing his Poland Spring bottle, which, yeah, that's got to really be bad.
I'm very fidgety. I apologize. I move the mic around. I do this with my foot.
Yeah, they're always kicking things or picking at stuff.
How about this one you hear in the background?
Yeah, that's just Opie pressing a button that isn't doing anything
right.
Over and over again.
And then I do this.
And you start spot accidentally.
And then I do this.
It's almost God, this is torture.
What, Rick?
Line 12.
Oh, operations director. Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
What's going on? You're the guy from San Francisco, right?
That's it.
Right on. Well, we're getting reports that you guys are only airing 3 hours of the show.
No, all 4 hours.
Yeah, we thought that would be a little silly.
Yeah.
So, 4 hours live.
Live. Very good. So, thank you for... I don't know, getting the show in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Hey, our pleasure. I've heard a lot of good things about you guys, and you're already lighting up the phones today.
Oh, really?
They're going, hey, where's G. Gordon Liddy?
Right. Exactly. Well, you'll get that for a while.
We're replacing G. Gordon Liddy?
Yep.
Oh, man, these people are going to be in shock in San Francisco.
I guess they liked calling up and asking them about Watergate.
Exactly. So if you could throw a few Watergate stories in there to make our audience happy.
That's not a bad idea. We'll throw one on next for you.
We might even throw on a story about peeing our pants on a motorcycle.
That works.
Who knows?
All right, Brian. Well,
welcome to the Bay Area.
Hey, thank you.
It's AM 1550, talk and more.
KYCY. There's a Consumer Report guy on before us?
Yeah, he is. Tom Martino.
What does he do?
I don't know. I never listened to his show.
Hey, at least you're being honest, Brian. I like that. All right, thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Well, we got to cut you off because Joel Stein from Time is calling in.
Cool.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, he is. Well, we're in the latest issue of Time Magazine, Anthony. I enjoyed the article. I don't think it's an accurate article, but I enjoyed it just the same. We're in the July 23rd issue that came out today. There's a chimpanzee on the cover. We're on page 69.
And, very good.
And we've been talking about this article for a good, I don't know, hour and a half.
Uh-huh.
And the guy who wrote the article, Joel Stein, is on the air. Joel.
Joel.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Joel.
Why is there a chimpanzee on the cover of Time?
I don't know.
Because it's how apes became human.
Oh, okay.
The whole story on that, Joel. Joel.
You thought we'd make some racist comment or something?
No, I was surprised there's a chimp on the cover of Time.
Joel.
I didn't see any chimp news this week.
Have you lost your mind, Joel?
A little bit.
Joel, you didn't like us?
Joel, no, I think
you got to be up front with it. You just didn't like us, right?
You guys didn't like me. You didn't like the article?
What?
Well, did you get mad because we kicked you out?
No. There was nothing
what
going on.
At what point did you decide you were, like, annoyed with us or pissed off, at me especially? Where did it hit? Was it upstairs in the conference room during the hour and a half that we talked and gave a very... I don't know, articulate description of things that happen on this program.
I found you guys charming.
Charming.
Joel.
Joel?
Hello? Yes, sir.
Joel.
Hey.
Joel.
Anthony,
how many quotes did you get from me? Wasn't there a lot, like, upstairs you were asking questions about, I don't know, how we got started in radio, how we feel about our audience, how the audience feels about us and why they feel that way. And, I mean, just I could think of dozens of things that I was quoted on that I believe I gave pretty good answers to.
Yeah, but I only had 5 paragraphs and that was a little boring.
That was boring?
A little bit.
All right. Then why'd you ask the questions in the first place?
I was hoping you'd say something a little more funny.
I don't think... Funny? Joel, you're asking me questions about the show and the audience and why it appeals to the demo that we are number one in, and I gave you all those answers, Joel.
No, it was helpful. It was interesting. It was fine.
There was nothing... You used nothing from anything we said upstairs. Not one thing. But you include... Now, I'm in Time Magazine, finally. I make Time Magazine.
But the last quote was from upstairs.
Here's the only thing that is followed by Anthony says. Here it is. Look how hot they're getting, and that's an old picture.
about Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Commenting on the Olsen twins poster that's hanging in our office.
In the office. As like a just, he was walking out of our office, and I'm like, you know, because we had talked about the poster on the air. I'm like, look at that, huh? The Olsen twins. Aren't they getting hot? And that's it. That is my entire contribution to the Time Magazine article, Joel.
It was your best quote.
My best quote. Nothing else I said was worthy of being in Time Magazine.
You know, I got to admit, when we were upstairs, the three of us,
yeah,
Opie did all the talking.
But you are so full of crap.
Opie, you backing me on this?
Please, if you could give me the tape, I could listen back to the tape that you had rolling.
We would love
upstairs,
to.
I would love to play.
We would love to play the tape on the air.
I didn't tape it. Remember, I was just writing it down.
He didn't tape it.
But you are a quiet guy off the air.
You are so full of crap. I swear to God, I was. Oh my God.
Opie is the alpha dog in that relationship between the two of you.
What's an alpha dog?
No, as far as maybe handling a lot of the phone calls we get, as far as a business and stuff like that. Yeah, Opie takes the lead on that. Sure.
Joel, I thought we talked about the same up there.
Really? No. On the air, Anthony comes to life. But you know, when you guys are sitting there, he's just kind of quiet.
Oh my God!
But that's all you got out of him?
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't say that much. I show you my notebooks. It's like Opie, 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 Opie.
Maybe you're just infatuated with Opie. What can I say? I don't know, because you know something? I was answering everything. I was being, I was right out there.
You were like, I was saying Opie's it. Right.
Opie's right. You're so full of, you don't suck me, man, because I swear to God, Opie's right. You
maybe
are
you're just
full
conserving
of
your energy for the show or something.
But, hey. Do you know which one's Opie and which one's Anthony? Did you figure that out?
Anthony's the quiet one.
Because I sure as crap hope maybe you tune in to the Fox thing.
I'd be happy to.
Where I was talking.
You were talking.
I know I was talking upstairs. Holy God.
I'm sure when the camera's on, I'm sure if I had a tape recorder, you would have come alive.
Hey, Joel, you're not trying to split us up, are you?
No, you can't split you two up, can you?
No.
He just happens to be a little more quiet.
Quiet. I was quiet?
You were charming. You were nice.
Stop
it. In fact, I'd say you were nicer than Opie, but you were just a little quiet.
Oh, that's true. Joel, are you doing a bit right
God.
Now?
No, I swear. I went through my notes. I was like, all I got is him calling Ashley a goer.
Yeah, that's it.
I must say, we've done a lot of interviews lately, and we both talk a lot.
Get another guy on the phone. Get the Rolling Stone guy on the phone. I want to talk to him. I want to talk to
him. Ask him who the quieter one is.
Okay, good. Do that. I want to talk, because I think you were on some kind of drugs. You had to be on some kind of narcotics and not really know maybe who was talking at what time or something. Because I swear to God, I was yapping like a friggin' idiot.
No, I know that which one's which. Opie is the blonde one with the good skin.
No, I know. Oh, okay, there you go.
Dick.
He's being a dick. Oh, my God. Joel.
What's your problem?
You might not have been paying attention.
Joel.
Yeah.
It sounds like you don't like us.
No, I had a great time. Was the article really that uncomplimentary?
No,
you just wanted more Anthony.
Well,
now,
he didn't like
me.
Well,
now you're like trashing Anthony.
I didn't like. No, he just didn't like me for some reason. That's fine.
I liked you better. You're just quieter.
No, I'm not even agreeing with
that. See, he doesn't like me because I told him he had to get out of the studio.
Yeah.
But Joel, I mean, do you like us? Do you like the show? Because I thought going into this, you said you were kind of a fan of the show.
I do. I think I called you guys clever. I said he did some funny stuff.
Yeah, but you didn't really. You didn't really go into that in the article. You quickly said
Well, it was four or five paragraphs long.
It's a page.
One quote. Look how hot they're getting. That's it.
No, I said you guys were funny. Come on, you didn't expect that kind of treatment for Time. You expected us to say that you were like dirty and gross, didn't you?
No, at least like, how about when we were talking about the show?
I think what Ant's getting at, Joel, like. The article.
I know what Anthony's getting at.
Hold on.
In the piece.
No. The article started off kind of funny. You know, you explained the frat atmosphere, and you talked about the Olsen twins poster. Which, you know what, we have senses of humor. We thought, oh wow, that's kind of funny and a good way to start the article. But then I think what's getting Anthony is that there's nothing else that he said.
What if you weren't? What if we said that you couldn't have even hung out on the show or in the office, and all you had was what we said up in the?
I would have used it, but it would have been a less interesting article.
Oh, really?
And it would have been all Opie quotes.
All right. Well, you know something? I don't even have a problem with that. The problem is the only quote you choose is a little off-comment thing I said in the office for fun.
It was funny.
And then there's nothing else in there. And you were asking all kinds of questions about everything. And we answered them, and I thought, gee, silly me. It was interesting, but oh, well. Oh, well.
No, I was hoping you guys would like the article.
It sucks ass, Joel. It just sucks.
I'm pretty happy that we're in Time Magazine.
Opie seems to like the article a lot.
No, I'm happy that we're in Time Magazine.
Okay. Oh, I love the fact that we're in Time.
The picture's a little wacky.
Yeah, what were you guys doing?
That was your photographer.
One of the Time's photographers.
He really didn't know what he wanted to do, and so we were joking with him, saying, hey, we'll do something behind this glass window.
You look like Sandy Duncan and Peter Pan.
Joel.
No?
I don't look like Sandy Duncan. Sandy Duncan has one eye.
Hey, don't like a funny thing.
If you're going to try to be funny, but that's stupid.
Aren't you? I saw the picture once. You kind of had your arms out.
They're pressed up against a glass window.
Oh, my God.
How does that make me look like Sandy Duncan?
You had a little flying thing going, I thought.
Little flying thing.
Joel, you're out of your mind, man. Send some drugs to the station. Yeah. I'll try them.
I
want to be on your wavelength. All right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you guys didn't like it.
Okay. It was interesting.
All right.
Okay.
The bosses hated it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's, you know, I mean, all kidding aside, there's a lot to the show. Of course we do the TNA. Of course we, you know, we get in your face and stuff. But we do a lot of other things as well.
No, I talked about the silent treatment bit and the guy who with the woman for the NSYNC tickets.
That was about
hey,
it,
Marco.
Though.
Come on. I listed some of your bits.
And then there's words in here I've never heard before.
The Jay Moore thing about the...
Oh, yeah. Why don't you ask us about the full-blown AIDS song? We would have talked about that for 15 minutes.
I said, have you guys ever done anything more offensive than that? And you said, no, that was probably it.
Yeah, but Jay Moore really had nothing to do with that. He just happened to be in the studio that day.
Yeah, Opie's right.
He was singing it.
Thanks, Andrew. He barely sung that. It was actually Stephen Lynch and Mike DiNicola that
wrote
that.
It takes a lot of words to explain who those guys are, though.
Yeah, but then you're not telling the truth.
I'm not telling the whole truth. I had five paragraphs. Jay Moore was a part of it.
And you know we're number one all the time, not just often.
Oh, they added all that after I left on Saturday.
What?
On Saturday?
They wanted to add some rating stuff, and they left me messages. I didn't get them.
All right.
Sorry about that, though.
All right.
Good.
Well, thanks, Joel.
All right. Good job.
No, you didn't like it.
Great job,
Joel. Can't wait to be in Rolling Stone magazine. Good. When is the Rolling Stone article coming out?
Wait till it's printed before you praise that.
Yeah, count the Anthony quotes on that one.
Look, I don't even care about the counting of quotes, Joel. You're missing the whole point. The thing is, there's one quote in there. I wouldn't care if there was just one quote. That's the only one. After an hour and a half of listening to your same effing questions everyone else asks us, because you don't have a brain in your head to think up an original effing question, you tool, that we answer everything you say, and you decide it's too boring. Next time I'll juggle and answer your stupid friggin' questions. Or I'll pull a rabbit out of a hat or something. Unbelievable. Ugh, they're all the same. They're all the same. Next time, come up with more interesting questions.
I liked Ashley's a goer. I thought that was a great quote.
Yeah, it's a great, fun little quote. It's great. And then that's all there is in here.
What, you wanted to say something deep?
No, I wanted to answer your questions. And I did that. I thought I did it very well. Aside from just saying, yeah, what Opie said.
That's right, Anthony.
Yeah. Do you know each of us try to steer clear from ever doing that? It's like in our head not to do that because it comes off sounding stupid.
That's right, Anthony. That's what I
Joel?
Think, too.
My God.
We're both individuals that work together.
One's just a quiet one.
Right, right. The quiet one.
I can't. This is the first time I've ever thought of Anthony being quiet when it comes to, like, being...
I don't know. Maybe he's being confused at who he was interviewing. Maybe he was talking to two other people.
When we were on Extra, I didn't say a word, and Anthony talked the whole damn time.
Well, you know, when you left for lunch, and I was with Anthony alone, he was funny, and he said the stuff about the Olsen twins, and on the air he's funny, but when he's in the room with you alone, he gets kind of intimidated or something.
Oh, yeah, that must be it, Joel.
Try
that game. Good job.
People have been trying that game for years with us.
Maybe when you're in a room with a writer that actually can write, maybe you get frustrated. We'll have to see.
I'm sorry, guys. I didn't know you'd be this sensitive.
Oh, I like the article.
No, it's great.
I think it's a great piece of work.
Oh.
All right, Joel.
All right. Sorry, guys.
Yes, it is.
Hey, what do they mean by bye, Mom, as the caption for the picture?
It looked like you guys were waving.
We're not waving?
Well, that's good.
What are you guys doing? Whatever are you doing in that picture?
It's stupid. I don't know. Your photographer's an idiot, too.
We're not waving, though. We're pushed up against a glass. It has nothing to do with waving. That's our hands up against the glass, and it says bye, Mom. We didn't really understand what that means.
I guess it's like, don't tune in, Mom.
All right. We look forward to the article in Rolling Stone magazine. That'll be on newsstands in about a month. And New York magazine right around the corner. All right, Joel.
All right, good luck with those.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Beat me. Jack off, douche. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
It's the July 23rd issue of Time magazine, Ant.
What a tool.
With a chimp on the cover.
Oh, they were boring. Well, I'm answering your questions. The same goddamn questions every other writer asks.
Phones are going nuts.
So he sits there and waits until maybe we're in the office or on the air. What, like I said, what if we didn't even let him in here? Which, you know something? He ruined it for every other god-effing reporter.
No,
screw him!
No, because the guy from Rolling Stone, he hung for the whole show. And he was cool.
We'll see if he was cool.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, we'll see.
Yeah, you're right.
We will see.
You're right.
Hopefully he was cool.
What? Oh, now you're going to blame me for bringing him into the office.
Why would you do that?
I don't even know. I think he just followed us down.
You know why? Because they're two-faced pieces of crap that come off looking like, hey, I'll be a good guy. I'm hanging out. Look, we're hanging. We're having fun. I'll come into the office. Yeah, fine. And then he turns around. He's just a smug, elite prick. Friggin' writing tool jerk off.
The phones are going nuts, but we have to take
ass,
a break.
Ass.
We'll go to the phones next. All right?
Okay, Opie. That's right, Opie. Oh, my dear sweet Jesus.
Don't get mad at me. I enjoyed the article. I thought it was cute. It was
great,
cute.
Great. Boy, don't lose sleep waiting for that book deal, Joel.
Ugh. I thought it was informative, Ant.
Informative?
A good representation of what we do.
If I can quote from the article, Opie.
Yeah.
Look how hot they're getting. And that's an old picture. Anthony says.
I thought it was an eye-opener.
If that guy wasn't friggin' hot for your ass, I'm
easy.
On drugs.
Easy.
Hey, Opie, no, hold on. I'm not bashing you. Don't.
Easy.
No, shut up. Don't take this the wrong way. Opie,
easy.
Hold on. I'm not saying anything about you. It's nothing reflecting of you, period. All I'm saying is this guy had a hard-on for you.
We might have to go 60 feet underwater, my friend.
I'm not saying anything about you. It's not your fault if a gay man wants to have sex with you.
We don't know if Joel Stein's gay.
I wasn't calling Joel gay. I was saying if a gay guy came over and was hot for you, it's no reflection on your masculinity.
Look at my picture.
I'm just saying.
There's no
it
hotness.
It seemed to
there.
Me he was a little taken with Opie.
What's hot about that picture? There's nothing hot about it.
You ever go? You come on. You go into a bar sometimes, and there's a chick, and you know she digs your friend, and you're invisible there. You might as well be just saying, "Yeah, Opie's right." Yeah, what Opie said. You know what I mean? I think the guy was a little hot for you.
You're so far from the truth because I'm very intimidating in these situations because I'm a dick.
Maybe he likes to be dominated by men. All I'm saying is the guy listening to him talk, it sounded like he had a little soft spot for
you. Let me tell you something. This is the guy's honest truth. He was in here, right, doing the article. And I finally was like, I just don't want him in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I discussed it. I was the bad guy.
I'm the bad guy.
And I
you name me.
I stood up, and I was like 3 feet from his face. I'm like, Joel, you get enough? Because, you know, we want you, you know, could you leave?
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell that he was pissed off and not happy about
that.
Yeah,
because you took his advances and slapped him in the face.
All of a sudden, you're kicking him out. Sure, that's going to hurt. It's going to hurt bad. Well, we'll see what Fox does tomorrow night.
Ugh.
Fox News.
Joel Stein, kiss it.
He didn't really have a tape recorder, that one?
No. But he was constantly jotting stuff down.
Mm.
Mm. I think he went through a whole little notebook.
Let me write down, as his golden hair pours down.
Oh, what? Yeah. Yes, Anthony. What? What? Stop annoying me.
As Opie twiddled with his knobs, I could only wish I had knobs for him to twiddle.
And Anthony, shut up!
Ugh.
I'm doing an interview.
Ugh.
Oh, well.
You really like me. Hey, can we take a break?
Yeah. Oh,
the phones
right?
have just exploded now.
Yeah.
Whole time article is taking on a life of its own today. Let's go to the FU line. Oh,
it never works. It never works.
Wait, now it's not going to work. All right, I got to start from here. But I started
from
here.
Is this the funniest thing? It never works.
Hold on, Ben. I thought it wasn't B, it was A.
It's in A. No, it's
oh, all right.
A, B, C, D.
All right, it's in A. Here's the FU line.
Hey, thanks for calling, and here's the Opie and Anthony FU line.
Hey, this is Cleo. I want to give a big, vicious you to the in the Mercedes SUV in front of me in line at the bank. There's two lanes dipped. That means pick one and commit. It doesn't mean to sit your pompous ass in the middle waiting for whichever shoe to clear first and then curse me out because I go around you in line to wait. So now, along with your license plate number and the mental picture of your ugly ass prune face, I've got your banking info, which includes your home address, because you were in such a pissy rush you left your slip in the chute. You bitch will soon learn that hell hath no fury like a little girl off her Zoloft. Next message.
Hey, this is West Coast Dave. I'd like to send a big F you out to me. I locked my f***ing keys in my apartment and had to break the f***ing window just to get back in. F me.
Next message.
Big F you to the stinky cam. All I want to do is see some in the studio. F you.
End of message.
Anytime, Einstein.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The show blows.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Blows. Show blows monkey ass.
The Opie and Anthony Show. Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Got to start talking about something else today. We spent a lot of time in that Time article.
Well, we start getting off the subject, and then something else pops in. We had to talk to that
Joel.
Douchebag.
Blind Matt wants in really fast. He was in blind boxing last week with Blind Dave. Matt.
What's up, guys? Yo, Anthony, don't feel so bad. I think the Olsen twins are hot, too.
No, you don't even know what they look like, Matt.
Well, what can you do?
You got a 617 train to catch.
I'd like to. I'm about 7 minutes away from the station, so I got about 5 minutes here.
Oh, good luck.
What's going on, guys?
Did you hear that you cracked four of Dave's ribs?
Oh, I did not hear that until Rick left me a message, and he was laughing, that sick bastard.
Rick was?
Yeah. No, really, is that true?
As far as we could tell, you cracked four of his ribs, bruised his spleen, and bruised his kidney.
Oh,
bruised his
man, spleen. I can't believe it.
Doctor was a little worried that the spleen might rupture.
You're kidding me, right?
But at this point, it looks like he's out of the woods.
You're kidding me.
No, we're not kidding. That's what he told us. If Dave's listening, maybe he'll call in really fast. But, yeah, that's the deal.
Wow, man. Dave, I'm sorry if you're listening, dude. It was all in good fun.
Everything was cool with you and your lady when you got home?
Yeah, she didn't care. She didn't know nothing. I just got home and ate my dinner and chilled out, and everything was dandy.
She didn't know you were brawling?
She knew I was, but, you know, she knew when I left that morning. She doesn't ask me nothing. I come home from work, and it's like I didn't even go to work, you know?
Yeah.
She don't really care what I do. I did want to tell Steve not to send the CD to my house, though. Maybe he should send it to my office.
Oh, the pictures and videos and stuff?
Yeah, just because my old lady's never seen me with my eye out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dude, so check it out. Friday, I'm in the pizza parlor over here in Queens outside of LaGuardia Airport because I had to catch a plane. I'm sitting there with my cousin, and I'm telling my cousin the story.
Yeah.
And I hear this dude. He's like, yo, man, I heard that S. This dude comes up to me. He's like, dude, you guys look great. He's like, it's the best radio I ever heard. So I can't believe that was you.
We're going to replay that whole blind boxing when we go on vacation in August.
Awesome, dude. Well, I mean, it's hard for me to even tell what was on the radio and what wasn't because I was like there living it.
It was all on the radio.
That is so awesome.
Blind Dave is checking in right now. Blind Dave.
Yo.
Hey. Blind Dave, are you okay, man?
Yeah, I'll live, man.
Are you telling me the truth, dude?
No, I'm making it all up. I like looking like a big puss on the air, dude. Come on.
Oh, man, dude. Not at all, dude. For a dude who was hurt like that, man, you came back with some gusto. So, man, I'm really sorry, dude.
The post-fight ass kissing.
Well,
I like it.
You know.
That's my style.
You know what it was? I didn't lose my male ego along with my vision, unfortunately.
Dude, I'm really sorry. You really have broken ribs?
No, they're just cracked.
Cracked, broken.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
nah, man,
you did a good job on them.
Hey, man, it's no hard feelings or nothing like that, man.
No, not at all, dude. I just feel terrible.
Man, you had you had a great boxing style. You were crouched down and covered up nice, and you were just doing body blows.
That's my style, man. That's what I got to do.
You were you're doing a little hanging on with the left hand, though, because it's mostly all on my left side.
Oh, man.
My buddy was looking
at
it.
Dave, that wasn't when you fell over the couch, was it?
Well, you know how, like...
You went flying over a couch at one point.
You know how, like, in boxing, a lot of times when people hold, they get broken up.
Well, look,
There was a lot of holding going on.
I'm not going to say I was or was not holding, but I'm not going to...
Oh, you won fair and square, but, I mean, there was a bit of holding.
Okay.
But you still won big time, so... Well,
you know, again, it was fun. It was all in good fun.
No doubt, man.
Anything I contribute to the show at any time, I will. I didn't mean to contribute any broken stuff to you.
Man, don't worry about it.
See, we want to bring blind boxing to a road show, but we don't want anyone getting hurt.
Someone's going
to
get killed next time.
I know.
Are you crazy?
Well, maybe
we're lucky we got away with it that much.
I hope Steve is listening. Maybe you should bring blind Steve. I don't think he'd break anybody's ribs.
I didn't want to tell, all I said to the people in the hospital was, I didn't want to tell no one because I didn't want that dude Steve to have the satisfaction of knowing. But my friend goes, someone from that hospital is going to call because all these people were coming down pointing at me going, that's the dude.
I'm telling you, dude, right? I was eating pizza, like I said, and some dude came up. He's like, dude, I heard the whole thing.
The dude. Dude. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they were punching it up on the computer in the hospital.
Yeah, you got to, well.
So the funny thing.
I was ready
thing,
to say you got
to
say.
I get to the airport, and our pitcher, this guy James, the guy who pitches for our softball team, comes up to me. He's like, I heard the whole thing. He has printouts of my eye.
Oh, really?
He's showing it to the whole team.
Oh, you know, it's kind of hard to look
at. Oh, wait, yeah, are you the only blind guy on your team?
No, they're all blind, but I'm the only guy who popped my eye out for you guys.
But who was he showing?
Yeah, you said
he was showing the other volunteers and, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
And telling the guys on my team. Only one of the guys on our team has some vision.
Yeah.
But just a trip, dude. Well, it was such a good time. You guys rule.
Well, Matt, we want to get you the lap dance, too, so.
Hey, let's do it.
The ultimate lap dance for two blind guys. Trust me, they'll love it.
There we go.
You guys
absolutely
will love it.
And tell me where went, man. I'd love
and you,
to.
And you don't have to sit on your hands when you're in the studio.
How about that?
Cool.
We're going to do that as soon as Dave heals, so.
Cool.
Dave, let us know when those ribs heal.
In like a week, man, I'll be able to.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Again,
all right,
guys. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, don't be sorry, man. It was a good fight, man. Hey.
was fun, man.
All right.
All right, man.
Let's bring the blind boxing tournament to the road show.
The BBA.
We're going to, if there's a way, we'll do it at the road show. I don't know. Maybe we could get some kind of padding around the rib. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Because people have got to see that live.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
I'm so psyched you guys loved it, man. I didn't even know what I was getting into when I decided to do it.
Matt, people are downloading the video clips on foundrymusic.com like crazy.
I heard there's like 20 clips up there.
I don't know. There's
yeah,
a lot.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of clips.
Oh, hey, you know what I forgot to ask you guys? My buddy said you should send the video in to Jackass.
No, they don't accept videos.
Yeah, they don't accept the videos.
Oh, what about the pictures?
No, they don't accept anything.
America's Home videos would have been good. America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Maybe a Fox special when blind people go crazy.
When Dave's elbow swings around and clocks Rick on the jaw and Rick is dropped like that, that is an amazing clip.
you guys would pay to see that happen again.
Yeah, you got to see that clip.
We can see it over and over again on the website.
I didn't mean that, though.
All right, guys.
All right.
Good to talk to you guys.
Definitely, right. Matt.
Later, bro.
Later. Matt, keep in touch, because as soon as Dave is healed, we're definitely doing that.
Cool, fellas. Can I give a quick shout-out or no?
Yeah.
Yo, Redwear, y'all. It's a nice clothing group my cousin does. Go to www.getredeyed.com.
I didn't know he has good clothing.
Feels nice.
Hey, who dresses you, by the way, Matt?
My old lady.
Man, imagine you get in a fight with your old lady and she sends you down the house in a clown suit.
If I got my old lady dressed in the way I dressed before I met her, I'm doing pretty good.
All right.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later, man.
Thank you.
Peace out, Dave. Be well.
Later, man.
Later.
There they go, the blind boxers.
You know what the good thing is? When we do the lap dance, we could get them ugly chicks. Doesn't matter.
Right.
Doesn't even matter. Two pigs. Trannies.
Trannies.
I'm touching her, and all of a sudden, I'm feeling junk. Dude, I gotta tell you, my ribs were hurting.
Sounds like, what's his name, Stephen Wright.
Hey, we got the clips from the blind, the one-legged boxing.
Yeah, those are good, too, man.
I don't think we've played the replays back yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
That guy, Woody, he had the boxing style, the arms and everything, and wham. Oh.
This is all part of our cripple bouts.
Yeah, we got to get the wheelchair jousting going.
Yeah, we're
going
to set that up hopefully soon. And Emma, the one-legged girl, wants to box another one-legged girl.
Yeah.
We're trying to set that up. We're just waiting for another girl to call in.
Nice.
To make that bout official. But, yeah, Cripple Bout started with one-legged boxing, and Woody, a workout fiend, just kicked that crap out of him. I think his name was Steve.
Yeah.
Right,
no.
Steve? Woody.
Jim.
Woody and Jim.
Jimmy.
It was Jim, right?
Jimmy.
Okay.
How many times will I forget his name?
Poor guy.
Well, he was quiet. He didn't say much.
Here's a clip. Two guys, one leg each, boxing.
All right, I think we're ready, Anthony.
All right, gentlemen, if you would take a corner.
It's Cripple Bouts on the Opie and Anthony Show.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Right,
there's
the bell. First round.
Starts the first round. They're hopping
around. They're sizing each other
up. Each of them on one leg. Wow.
All right. Not much going on yet.
I'm taking a...
Oh!
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Okay.
Hold on.
We got to describe what happened.
That was a fantastic shot.
Right. Basically, what happened there, Woody just hammered him.
Gave him an overhand right. Just sent him right down on the floor. And it was loud.
Knocked him the F out. Here's another clip from one-legged boxing. All right, they're
so
back in their corners, Woody and Jim.
What? First one to fall three times. Here we go. There's the bell.
Jim,
round two.
Round
starting
two.
Up, hopping.
All right. Nothing's going on.
Oh, my God. Jim tries to get in there with these two-handed jab things he's doing.
You're just kind of hopping
Woody
around.
Really sizing him up, trying to get that good shot.
Woody's like Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
He's just waiting for that one blow, man. Whoa!
He knocks him into the chair with a roundhouse.
Yeah,
right.
Jim is out again. There is no competition. Woody is looking for someone else to fight.
Jim would do this thing. He'd take both hands and kind of like try to punch you away. Like, I hate to say it, but like a chick would. Like a chick trying to like, I hate you, get away from me or something.
That was the least of his problems. Woody could hop nicely, up and down, and then Jim was hopping from side to side, three feet this way, 4 feet back to the right.
It didn't matter what Jim did. What he's just waiting, waiting, waiting. Pop, punch him in the face.
And one more clip from one-legged boxing.
Are we ready for the third round?
Yeah, this is the third round. If Woody knocks down Jim again, it's all over, and Woody is the one-legged boxing champion.
There it is.
Okay.
Back out there, touching gloves, center ring, and here they go. Again, keeping their balance, hopping up and down, and I don't know, Jim a little more laid back this time. He was very aggressive the first couple of rounds, getting right in there.
Jim
throws a right hand.
It missed everything.
Woody, man, no.
Oh my God.
Woody has put down Jim again with two consecutive right hands to the head.
Oh, there it is. Woody is the champion.
It is over. The first right hand Jim recovered from. He spun around. He kept his balance. But then he didn't know that Woody was right behind him, followed up with a second right hand, putting Jim on the mat.
Me feel like a gyroscope.
You spun around on that one. What a great job, both of you. Unbelievable.
Yeah, there you have it.
He was trying to straighten his headgear out. The first punch, knocked his headgear a little sideways, and he thinks he could just stand there and straighten it out. So he stops. He goes to spin it back around, and Woody just clocks him in the top of the head.
I forgot how violent that was.
Yeah.
It was very violent. Thomas.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, listen, I'm a producer at CTV in Staten Island. I mean, I know you guys are syndicated now, but I'm a producer at CTV in Staten Island, which is obviously from New York.
Oh, yeah?
What's CTV?
It's like community television.
Yeah,
well, they syndicate.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would be honored.
Are you doing it from Mommy's basement?
Yeah, like Wayne's World, man. Yeah, in fact, I did a
So what do you want?
Huh?
What do you want?
No, I'll put blind boxing on TV.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to do that?
Yeah, why not?
So you want to get our tapes and put blind boxing on?
I'm getting this now. Okay, yeah.
You're getting this. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do with the tape.
Well, you know what it is? They syndicate shows. They have, those Bob Larson religious, piece of crap programs on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah.
Thomas, I think more people will see it on the internet than your TV show, though.
I know. But, it's anything to help you guys.
No, we appreciate it. I don't know if we legally can. We got to talk to the lawyers, all right?
All right.
All right. Thanks, bro.
No problem.
There he goes, Thomas.
Later.
Woody. The one-legged boxing champion. Woody!
What's going on, guys?
We were just watching some of the clips of you just beating the crap out of Jim.
Nah, he's a good dude. I'm actually going to meet him at the Spinal Tap concert now.
Oh, cool. Yeah?
He's bringing a case of termites. He's going to get me back.
Yeah.
Wooden leg joke.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get another fighter for you.
Oh, please do.
Yeah, we definitely will.
If not, I got to fight that girl, man. Jeez.
No, don't fight a girl. You're killer.
Have fun at the Spinal Tap show.
You guys going or what?
I don't know, man. Spinal Tap kind of blew
don't
us.
Don't make me go over there and stump you in the A.
No, Spinal Tap blew us off. I mean, we're presenting the show and stuff, and they didn't have time to come on our show, but they expect us to promote the show.
Oh, well, then I'm not going then. I'm turning around. I'm actually around the corner from you guys right now. I'm on the way over there.
So I don't know what to do. It was supposed to be a big deal where we were going to present the Spinal Tap show, and then they were going to come in and pretty much be Spinal Tap and maybe even playing stuff, and they don't have time. And then they wanted to, tape an interview before we're on the air. They couldn't be bothered with us.
How about you just sneak in, I give you the foot, and you throw it right in his face?
No, they seem a little like they're really kind of getting a little too caught up in this thing. Come on, you're Spinal Tap. It was a movie. You know, I like it. It's fun and everything. But just the fact that it's Spinal Tap. It's a goof band.
Yeah.
I'm going because I want to see him, but we were supposed to present him.
It was supposed to be a big deal. We were going to do something on the stage, and quite frankly, we don't want to do anything with Spinal Tap because they couldn't even be bothered to come in and hang with us.
I'm going to sit down, you know. We're pushing your show for a while anyway until we found out they were being dicks about it.
That's nitpicking, isn't it?
The tickets even say ONA presents Spinal Tap.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. I thought I was going to go over there and see you guys and
Aunt will be there.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good.
I have a...
And I wanted to see Precious.
I'm going to go get drinks with Joel Stein.
There you go.
So, I'm a little busy.
Where at the mine shaft down in the village? Jesus.
Hey, do me a favor. Give me a challenger, huh?
All right, we will.
We'll get you one.
Thank you.
Please.
Okay.
Take care, guys.
Bye.
Man.
Quick break. We'll be back. We have a brand new phone number, by the way. Write it down. It's 866-277-4-WOW if you want to get a hold of the show. 866-277-4-WOW. We were trying to come up with an 800 number that's really easy to remember, and I just don't think 866-277-4-WOW is that easy to remember myself.
No. But 277 is ass,
right,
if you spell it out on the phone.
Right.
So it could be 866-ASS-4-WOW.
Ass. For wow.
Opie and Anthony.
Two hungry sharks in the world of unlimited halibut.
A four-hour parade of meat. Opie. Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
I remember Sally on a Saturday morning. I was dreaming I was Al Capone. Rumors going round, got a clear run of town. Smell like a driver's boat. Here come the law, gonna break down the door.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah.
There's a 16-year-old kid outside the studio.
Okay, jokes. Go ahead. Start the jokes.
That's a guy.
All right, start the jokes. Ass. And what does he want?
It's a guy.
I know our audience. They don't care. They hear 16 and they'll start making jokes.
Remember we were talking about moon boobs. Hello. Man boobs?
Yes.
Last week?
Mm-hmm.
We have a doctor that wants to, you know, help a guy out with man boobs.
Yeah.
We might do it. We don't know. But a lot of people started calling.
It seems a lot of guys have this problem.
Well, one of the guys is outside the studio and he's 16 years old.
I guess it's embarrassing and stuff.
And he wrote a letter.
Uh-oh. Is it a sensitive, touching letter?
I don't know. I haven't even read it yet. And then we'll bring him in here and maybe we'll check him out and laugh at him. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Well, what else we can do? Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Cool.
You do have him.
Hello, girls.
Right. Dear Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
I come here today for one reason only. Did he write this outside the studio?
No, he came here with me.
He came with the letter. I come here today for one reason only, to confess that I have a problem. Man boobs. I am only 16 and I have big, huge man boobs. It is a painful thing to deal with at my age. What is that? Oh, depressing music for the letter. Read it again. Go ahead. Dear Opie and Anthony, I come here today for one reason only, to confess that I have a problem. Man boobs. I'm only 16 and I have big, huge man boobs.
Is she happy with her large boobs?
Got herself some pretty little faggot.
Oh, my God. It is a painful thing to deal with at my age. Just like Meatloaf and Fight Club, they release moisture on hot days.
Oh, my God, really? That is bad.
Turn up the AC.
Got milk?
And just like Jay Moore in the film Black River.
You saw Black River?
I am trapped. Trapped in this world of man boobs. With your help, fellow fans of the show, you could cast your vote on the website for me to help me become a boobless man.
You're a girl.
You're a little bitch. That's right, you're a bitch, and I bet you'd like to suck it, wouldn't you?
My journey on this earth has been a short one so far, but with your help, you can make it a good one instead of a bad one.
I find the most erotic part of a woman is the boobies.
By losing my man boobs, it will be a huge step. What happened to our music?
Yeah, there you go.
Maestro,
please. By losing these man boobs, it will be a huge step to helping me lose my virginity.
Uh-oh.
Vote not the others who want to rid themselves of their man boobs, but buy them bras for their problem. Vote me, a 16-year-old boy with big boobs who looks like Homer Simpson.
Virgin.
Their lives have already been ruined.
Virgin.
Doesn't really make sense at the end here. My journey into manhood is just starting. Let it be an adventure without man boobs.
Virgin.
My God. Wouldn't it be marvelous if I turned out to be a homosexual?
So what's this kid's name? Doesn't even say. You want to see this guy?
Well, bring him in.
All right. Here he is.
Dear Casey, here. I have man boobs.
Here, Bill, give him your mic for a second there.
What's your name?
Joe.
This letter from Joe. It reads, Dear Casey, I have man boobs.
Everyone's staring at his cans.
I know. Isn't that awful?
Like he's a chick or something.
So now you've got these man boobs.
Yeah.
And you've had them for how long?
A couple of years.
Now what? You're a husky guy.
How tall are you? Yeah.
I'm about 6 foot.
And you're about what?
210.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay.
And were you ever a skinny?
Yeah.
And you still had them when you were skinny?
Not really. I had a little bit of it, but
yeah.
When I gained some weight, they just, you know, they grew up.
I have some good advice. Yeah. Take up yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, why don't you like...
Bang your own boobs, man. Come on.
Why don't you, like, work out and diet and stuff?
I have been dieting. I've been running.
Don't work?
Well, I someone's got to say this. Let's see the boobs. Well...
Yeah. You want
6-year-old kid. This has got
to.
That's look at the pain. Look at the pain.
This is awkward.
He's feeling the pain he's felt for a long time. Yeah, Rachel, you ask him.
No, we'll get Rachel's opinion after he, you know.
Ask him to see his man boobs.
I take the whole shirt. Man,
yeah, let's. He's taking off his shirt.
All right, here it goes. All right. Well, you got kind of a.
Looks like
boobs.
Looks like the Blind Faith album.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, they're a little weird, man. They're like,
it's a definite A cup. Yeah. I mean, it's really.
That's a full A, bro.
Like you could tell that it's partly because your weight, but then you could see there's a little something extra happening there.
I think Bob Mills would fix that.
It doesn't make matters worse that Rachel's flicking them. It doesn't make matters worse that there's no hair up there.
You definitely have a
you know, girl. There should be some hair up there at least to show, like, that you're a guy.
He has a girly chest, sure. You don't lift weights or anything? No bench presses?
No.
That'll do it.
Hmm.
You know, that's mighty convincing. I mean, if I just saw a picture of the chest, I'd spank. Shoot.
Let me see.
Shoot.
Yeah, let me go like this.
Yeah, let's cut
that. We've seen
that
a lot of boobs in here. All right, cut this. Oh, yeah.
We've seen
males look like that. Sure.
Yeah.
I get a tube sock.
Anyway.
I think it's time for you to start to seriously consider salads.
But if he were a woman, he'd be considered a flatso, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a flatso. A girl that's kind of got the belly, but no real boobs.
I got to tell you, it's kind of a girly chest, but I think there's guys out there that are a lot worse.
A lot worse. That might be a problem now if you wanted to get that taken care of, because...
I think you're just lazy. I think you need to work out a little bit.
A little exercise.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. You're 16.
I think exercise might take care of it.
Play any sports or anything?
Yeah, I play tennis.
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 I play tennis and I play golf and sometimes I play basketball.
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you take your pants off and dance around a little?
You feel kind of awkward there without your shirt on with a bunch of guys staring at you.
Put your shirt back on, man. Jesus Christ. You gotta. And there's Rachel just looking at him.
Rachel, come on. Tell us. How bad is it?
What do you think?
Grab that mic.
Sorry.
Do you find that attractive or anything? Or?
Well, honestly, I think that he's really complaining for nothing. I mean, he could actually fix himself up and look decent, you know?
A little exercise or something.
I mean, a little bit of get rid of the stomach.
Right. Worried about the gut more than the boobs,
arms,
right?
Arms, you know. He could, you know, tone himself up if he actually got off his butt. Probably watching TV all day. He's still in high school.
You're doing that?
He's watching the Cartoon Network all day. Can't get enough of that, you know.
I agree with
like,
Rachel.
What happened on Scooby-Doo today?
He's got like a body of a veal. There's no muscle on there, bro.
He's just sitting home eating bagels with cream cheese, you know, and, like, your mom probably calls home in the middle of the day, like, stop sitting on your butt. Get up and do something.
Wow, she's pounding you, man.
Wow. Really, I mean, they're not even that big. I mean, really, they're not. I mean, I'm sure there are guys out there.
They're right? Shaped like a girl's boobs, though.
That's what it is. It's more the shape than the size. They're not really big. But
what do you do, man? Do you just, like, kind of hang out and smoke dope or what?
No, I hang out and I listen to you guys and sometimes I run.
See what we do?
But, you know,
we're contributing.
I don't really like running.
I run, what'd you say, Bill?
To the fridge.
He runs to the fridge.
No, I run on treadmill, but I don't really like it that much because, you know, they bounce and...
Do your friends ever ask if they could cop a feel?
No.
No?
Rachel
just squeezed. What do they feel like?
Like jello.
They feel like regular boobs?
Definitely.
They kind of look like I don't know, like two handballs if that lost its air. Like.
This is a definite tennis ball.
Really?
Yeah. It's firm.
Rachel's getting aroused.
Rachel's feeling them up.
Say 40 push-ups a day for the next 25 years should take care of it.
Yeah, man, I think you can take care of it with a little exercise.
Because we've seen, you know, at least pictures of guys that are like, they want to get this procedure done and it's a mess. No, you're going to need bigger boobs than that to get it taken care of.
All right.
Aw, and look, if there's letter and everything.
Hey, you want a T-shirt?
Yeah, give him a CD or something.
We'll give
you
a CD.
Would that make you happy?
We'll give you a T-shirt.
We'll give you a gift certificate to get a sports bra, you know.
So
running on a treadmill is a little easier.
Wow, we could probably get him we could probably get you a month membership or something at New York Sports Clubs so you could try it out.
All right.
Do that.
Start, right?
See what it looks like for a month. There you go.
Nice.
Solving the world's problems one person at a time. Look at that.
Are you embarrassed right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know it's all fun and games.
It's all just a goof. We just goof.
Wow.
It's good. You're not going to cry, are you?
No.
No.
Besides that, you just had your boobs touched by a hot girl.
Now, that in itself is a prize.
Yeah.
What about our huge freaking hooters, huh?
Carmen, it's a he. It's a he.
We'll play What Did We Learn on the show next, okay?
All right. Hi, we're here. We're here under your skin, us two a-holes. Hello.
Opie and Anthony. WNEW.
It's time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today.
What the hell did we learn?
I think it was a cluster F. We talked about Time Magazine for 4 hours today. We're in the latest issue of Time. Yeah. Read it for yourself.
Stupid ass.
July 23rd issue with the chimpanzee on the cover.
Great.
Don, what's going on, man?
I actually learned something on the show today.
Yeah. Wow.
I learned that Anthony's new favorite bit is, "Hi, Mom, I'm a pedophile." Later, kid toucher.
Great. My one quote.
Keith's mom, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey,
I haven't
really
talked to you guys in a long time.
This is Keith's mom?
Yeah.
Yep. You having any sex in front of your kids lately?
I don't think so. But I don't know. Keith's out here skateboarding, so you'd have to ask him.
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
All right.
We
he had the greatest line. What did Keith say? He walked in on his mother and his father and his father having sex once,
uh-huh.
And it looked like two pigs fighting over a milk dud.
I know. And I was like, where'd you ever get that launch?